welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Well, I'm personally excited about today's show. Billy, 17-year-old webmaster and lover extraordinaire, is going under the lie detector to figure out whether he's lying about being a virgin. I've looked into the man's enlarged pupils and realized he's lying. He says he's not.
100% sure you are, Corolla?
I have to say,
I got some breaking news on that, by the way.
Instinctually, I trust myself more than statistics experts or anything when I feel a certain way. And it's based on me being right the lion's share of the time. So I'm going with my own feelings. How say you, Brusket?
Well, maybe I shouldn't reveal. I'll let Mark reveal it because he's the one who...
Hey, Brusca, remember, we're on the radio. You got to talk into the microphone.
Yeah, I should give you a note to give yourself that note. Yes, Mark, what's happening?
Mark is our computer guy who works beside Billy.
One of my favorites.
All right, so yesterday I was in a meeting, come back to our office I share with Billy here, and walk in, look at his computer, and what do I see? How to beat a lie detector websites that he's surfing.
I was looking up how a lie detector test work, not how to beat it.
All right. Interesting.
Shame on you, Ben. Oh, where's your honor, sir?
I'm looking up at the tote board over here at the sports book, and the odds just shifted dramatically.
You're that nerd.
Wow. All right. Well, it's all right. Your day of reckoning is coming. Please, geeks, leave the room, please. Ruska, I said, no. You know, this happens all the time. I don't think it's fair, and here's what I'm saying. It's like when a politician perjures himself, you know, that somebody asked him something embarrassing. Somebody asked him something, was that, you know, you end up getting into more trouble because you have to defend a lie. And then once you pick a path, you just keep going with it. Billy had a split second to make a decision when I asked him whether he's a virgin or not. Like any 17-year-old guy, he took the cool road. Mm-hmm. I gave him an opportunity to stop the geekmobile, back it up back to the fork.
He crashed it.
And take the road of truth. But he just kept going with it. And with each time he kept going, he got dug in a little bit deeper.
Yeah, but that's what makes me naive. I always, when people go on TV and make announcements, I did not do that. I always think like, well, they must be telling the truth. Billy is so committed to this story that it makes me doubt myself. It's amazing. Well, it's pathological.
And we did say, we gave him yet another chance yesterday to tell the truth. Because he's going to be fired. That's the deal you made with him.
Yes. Well, look, I don't want to be a harsh taskmaster, but I gave the guy many chances to back off and to come clean. There would have been no consequences, perhaps a little bathroom timeout or some other punishment like that, but it would have fallen under the heading of novelty. But now, I must fire him.
Is it too late? I mean, could there be a last-minute death row pardon if 2 minutes before the lie detector he comes clean?
I don't know if the governor's phone is going to ring or not. I highly doubt it on this one.
Well, let me just to recap quickly, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Billy is the 17-year-old webmaster who claimed on air a few times now that he made sweet love to a woman when he was a 15-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. He has a whole story that I hope he'll tell later in the show that seems to me to be a little shoddy.
Yeah, it involves, I got the time. I'm like a detective. I said, around what time? He said between 4 and 5 in her bedroom, and then there was coitus interruptus when her older brother walked in.
Mm-hmm. Right, which I don't buy that part of the story.
Yes.
But the point is, you gave him a chance. You said, now listen. You tell the truth once and for all. Admit that you have not made sweet love to a woman, and you keep your job. You continue with this lie. You're fired. Now we're going to have an actual lie detector in here to test him.
Yes, we will have him hooked up to that. Also, let's see. Oh, he's going to take the lie detector in the 6 o'clock hour, and then we'll have the results a little later on in the show.
We should take action on that.
We will. Van Stone coming into the studio. It's been a while. Third hardest rocking band out of the Bakersfield area?
Or Palmdale, was
Palmdale?
It?
I think third most popular.
Third most popular.
I believe that's what it is, yes.
Yes, all right. Also, we have some Pet House pets coming in. Ann Coulter is calling in. Very controversial. Saw her on Leno last night.
How was that? I wanted to TiVo that and see it. She was on against George Carlin, who's ultra liberal, of course. So
yeah, George Carlin was funny, although George Carlin sort of hung back during her segment. Hmm. It's weird. Well, Teresa and I know. Dave, when you're out on that sofa.
Mm-hmm. What is that like?
First off, the light, very bright, okay, because the lights are, you know. You know, you have to really pick and choose your moments, like when to jump in and when not to jump in. Too much is horribly obnoxious and borderline rude.
When you've already been interviewed and pushed down.
Right.
For
on the other hand, when you're supposed to be a funny guy, like George or Teresa, or myself, you know what it's like out there, T. You feel almost like if 5 minutes goes by, especially once in a while when they just tee up, you know, just underhand some softballs to the person, you almost feel like it's not a good segment if you don't chime in with a zinger or two, especially when you have that sort of yin and yang, George, ultra-liberal, super-conservative, right-wing, you know, almost feel...
Oh, I'm so relieved that no one expects me to be funny with it because that sounds like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you don't. You couldn't imagine. Mm-hmm. You would have no idea what it was like out there. It's totally different than whatever you would expect ever. But you'll never realize that. Anyway, am I right, T? Stop me if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah. The way you've described it is exactly right. It's, you know, you got to choose your moments. And Coulter went on a few long rants, one of which I'll play in the news.
Oh, really?
In 7 o'clock hour.
She didn't seem, you know, sometimes people can go on in that situation and they can poke a little fun at themselves, or it's their body language or posture or the dress they choose, or somehow they can disarm the audience and win them back over. People are pretty easy. I mean, even if OJ went in something funky and said if he opened with a joke, he'd probably get half the audience clapping and going along with him. She did not really do that. She did not really.
Even though this book's a bestseller, I would think she has a fan.
She did not win over that crowd.
No, Sirius is a death row chaplain. She is not having any yucks at her own expense.
I know you guys are going to find this surprising. I agree with her in about half this stuff. I do. I feel like, and I said this, to whoever was sitting next to me whenever they would have just about the topic of like the 9/11 wives, you know, when they would get up on the podium and go, I have three kids. I'm 28 years old. $2 million is not going to pay for those kids until they're 18. And by the way, $2 million is not going to last me. And I was just yelled at the TV. You have to work. You have to find a source of money. You know, it's like when people get divorced and go, how am I supposed to live on $8,000 a month? I don't know. You're not.
Cut out maybe the 4 Pilates sessions per week.
How am I supposed to live without working? How are you supposed to live without working? How are our parents supposed to live without working? How are their parents supposed to live without working? How are our kids supposed to? You're not supposed to live. It's the people who are in the welfare line that say $638 a month. Do you know what an apartment rent? You don't understand. We're not supposed to pay for you until you hit the grave. We're supposed to give you a little handout, buy you a few months, and you're supposed to get a job. Or maybe some training and then a job. Or maybe a job and some training simultaneously. So this feeling, and again, heart goes out to anyone who loses a spouse unless they're not really that into them. In which case, you know, mazel tov. I mean, if you think about it. And considering half the marriages end in divorce, that probably has to be a good 50% of the people that lose a spouse think to themselves, well, this is tragic, but, you know, Friday night is poker night again, or what have you. I mean, look at it this way. I'm going to get too morbid here, but if half the relationships, half, end in divorce.
Right, and at least 25% that don't end in divorce are terrible.
Right, that leaves 25% that are truly in love. Now you've been married for 8, 10, or 11 years, and your spouse buys it one afternoon. There has to be an element, even if you're into the person, of, all right. But point is this. Here's what I think, but I'm sort of, you know, an evil Darwinist. The men and women, spouses, husbands, sons, and daughters that died on 9/11, no different to me than if they were driving to work and were clipped by an 18-wheeler that particular day. Your person, your provider, the person who provides for your family went to work and they did not come back. Now, did you have life insurance? Did you have money set aside? What plan did you have in case this happened, and it happens all the time. People go to work, they get into car accidents, and they never come home. What was the plan? If you had a plan, fantastic. If you didn't, well, it's time to rally the family. But either way, the government stepping up and making it right forever, and I feel the same way with FEMA. I feel the same way, and yes, there's people that really need this money. On the other hand, I remember when the 94 quake hit out here. I was living with my buddy Ralph Garman, who you see over K-Rock and Playboy every once in a while. My other buddy, Cortland Cox, who pops up on things. We're all renting a crappy house in La Crescenta. The house got screwed up a little. It wasn't our house. We weren't entitled to anything. But 2 years later, I was doing a pilot in Orlando, and I was talking to a rich producer who lived up in the hills in Encino, and he said, yeah, FEMA just dropped him off $50,000. And I said, did you have to apply? I mean, first off, you're pretty well-to-do, and this house that you bought for $120,000 10 years ago was worth $750,000 at the time the earthquake hit, and it's probably $2.5 million now. FEMA just gave you the $50,000 to rebuild the wall? He said, no, do whatever with. So, wow, that's rough, because I was renting a crappy house and I got nothing. You live in a nice house. Now, look, if you have earthquake insurance, then the earthquake hits and you're insured. Otherwise, the earthquake hits, you're not insured. Either way, it's up to you to take care of your crap. Now, if you're homeless, if you're displaced, if the earthquake hits, if the flood hits, if 9/11 happens and you're out on the street, there should definitely be money put aside for those people. But the folks that get up there and grandstand and go, how am I supposed to raise 3 kids, send them to college, and live the rest of my life for $2 million? You're not. Because a tragedy happened, and now you must rise to the occasion. And then the other folks that say, oh, you know, my husband was a janitor and her husband was a stockbroker. My husband should get the same compensation. No, he shouldn't. Your husband made $40,000 a year and he made $400,000 a year. Why should he? Would have taken your husband 40 years to make the $2 million as opposed to 8 years. People, please. It's a tragedy, but it doesn't mean we all have to run in one direction. And it's very convenient just to go, look, these people deserve everything they can get all the time. Yes, everyone deserves everything they can get all the time. Every time, look, everyone deserves free health care. We all deserve free health care. Yes, I'm all for free health care for everyone. I want monorails on every road. I want every public school to have a gymnasium and a computer center. I want everything. Who's paying?
You.
Who's paying for it? That's right, the ace man.
Sounds right. At least like you and Ann Coulter are going to be on the same page.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, I mean,
we both hate victims. 9/11 victims.
Her points are well taken, but I think she could have made her points without calling these widows harpies.
I think she did. She crossed the line, and she probably did that to stir up.
And sell books, which she's done.
And sell books, because do not kid yourselves, people. The business of selling books is just that, a business. Okay, people? Are you listening, people? The more you know. All right. I like the she knew what she was. Oh, she knows what she's doing. Oh, believe me, she knows what she's doing. I think she knows what she's doing. Really? She just stepped on a flathead shovel and it smacked her in the face. I think she knows what she's doing. Well, she was backing up the video camera and fell over a park bench. I think she knows what she's... Believe me, she knows what she's doing. I like those people. You who got thrown out of junior college has some insights as to what people are doing when they're doing it.
Good time.
All right. Well, much to look forward to. $1,000 to give away, or at least $1,000 worth of Craig and Auto Parts cash. We're going to give that away at some point. We'll figure that out again. The aforementioned Ann Coulter coming on, Van Stone, Billy and the Lie Detector, which I'm most excited about. Also, we have possibly the Great White Hope calling in. Joey Chestnut, he's the grilled cheese eating champ and set a world record eating 47 grilled cheese sandwiches. Hopefully, he can upend the Japanese kid who whips
Kobayashi, who's
Kobayashi.
Dominated the competitive eating sport for years now. We have the Great White Hope.
Let me say this, Japan. This is an insult. This is an attack. It really is. Uh-huh. How would you like it, if you're listening, Japan? Because this is American tradition for us, eating these hot dogs. Uh-huh. How would you like it if we sent John Daly, the fat golfer, to go dominate the sumo circuit over there? Do you know how disgraceful that would be? Mm-hmm. big guy, big guts, smoking and winning your national sport. That's the way we feel about Kobayashi coming over here and kicking our ass at the hot dog eating contest. It's un-American. It's
baseball, hot dogs,
it's
apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's our national anthem.
It's right in there. And every year we get our ass kicked. The guy weighs 122 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we like the world leaders in obesity where they are slim and trim?
Listen, somebody's going to have to step up, and that name is Joey Chestnut.
And if not, Fat Tad.
Somebody's going to have to make a move. All right, we'll be back to talk to him after this. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got a question for Def Reca?
I have a problem right now with a friend of mine. So he's my buddy, he's my best buddy, and we're kind of fighting over this girl. What should I do?
Dude, three words. Bros before hoes.
The Adam Carolla Show.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew. On The Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Fort Myers, Florida. A man playing the Easter Bunny at a mall was charged with battery after punching a woman who complained he closed the photo exhibit 10 minutes early. Definitely not a Jew.
So glad to see that back. Brings me right back to my childhood.
Glad they found a sponsor for that, too.
Yeah, it was tough. It's controversial. Thank God. We got the metal manufacturer Alcoa to step up. I can't talk specific numbers, but very generous.
I got to say, not a lot of guys who make their life's work in metal, you know, Jews themselves. So it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, not a lot of them in the alloy industry. Joey?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Joey Chestnut. Joey, 22 years of age, 230 pounds, set the world record eating 47 grilled cheese sandwiches in 10 minutes. First off, congratulations to you.
Thank you. That was pretty tough.
Also, here's one I like. Ate 6.25 pounds of tempura deep-fried asparagus in 10 minutes. Your whiz must have smelled something horrible after that.
Because like someone died.
I'll tell you, I ate one stalk of asparagus and the whiz smells for days. I couldn't imagine eating almost 7 pounds of it. And are you poised for the big hot dog eating contest coming up?
Definitely getting ready. There's a lot of pressure, and I feel like I'm going to be able to do pretty good.
Now, that's the 4th of July, Coney Island, right?
Yeah, with Takeru Kobayashi.
Mm-hmm. How many years in a row has he won?
5 years.
5 years straight.
Yeah, hopefully he's going to stop.
I always hear he wins, but does he annihilate the competition?
Yeah, for the past 5 years, he's beaten everybody by at least 17 hot dogs. They're not even, like, 17, 15 hot dogs, usually, but,
wow. I mean, it's weird, you know, in a hot... Are you on a landline, Joey?
Man, I'm on my work cell phone. It's a crappy phone.
Now, where do you work? Craft?
I work for Gonzalez and Strong Construction Company, project engineer.
Oh, really? So you do building?
I make more money as an eater now than I do as an engineer.
What? You make more money on the professional eating tour?
What do you win for winning a crown, like the asparagus?
Asparagus? That was only $1,500, but grilled cheese was $25.
Mm. What about what about the pork ribs?
Pork ribs, I have the record in that. That was another $1,500 easy.
See, I feel like a sucker because I actually pay when I eat. Mm-hmm. I feel stupid now.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you go there, you eat 5 pounds of ribs, and you make $1,500. Waffles. So, is this a circuit that you go on?
No, it's kind of like a circuit, but I have to register for every event, and but to pay my way to each event. But I just keep on winning.
And what do you do afterward? Do you vomit?
Usually I just keep it down, drink a lot of water, and go to sleep.
Now, if you puke, you're out, right?
Yeah, if you puke, you're out.
Do they have puke buckets nearby in case things get ugly?
Some of the contests do, but I've never had to use it.
Because it could easily turn into a Monty Python sketch. You know, somebody heaves, the next guy heaves, a chain reaction. Oh, man.
Now, Chestnut, do you fancy yourself an American hero, the Great White Hope, taking down Kobayashi?
I don't know about American hero. I'm just... I'm the only American person who could do it.
So modest. So modest. Do you really think you're the only guy who can take this man down?
I'm the only guy who's really tried, who's come close.
Well, how many hot dogs, how does the Coney Island contest work? What is the time limit?
It's a 12-minute contest, whoever could eat the most hot dogs and buns.
Mm-hmm. 12 seems arbitrary. Why not 10? And if not that, make it 15. It's weird. Or maybe it's just rounds, like professional fights or championship fights are 12 rounds.
About 91 years ago, the first contest was 12 minutes. And after 12 minutes, everybody had given up but one guy.
Have you been practicing?
I practice like a madman.
Do you like wieners? You like eating the hot dogs?
Only involved.
Let me ask this. Kobayashi ate how many in 12 minutes last year?
49.
How many can you eat in 12 minutes?
I qualify with 50. I'm trying to get upwards of 55 to 60. Nice.
So you qualified with more than he did last year.
Yeah.
Which would mean, unless there's something I'm missing, you may be better at this than him.
That's the way it appears. But he could always train harder. That's what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. But, hopefully, I'll bring my good stuff on 4th of July.
Do you have, like, a special technique?
Oh, yeah. I practice my technique pretty regularly. Just two wieners at once.
Two at a time, yeah. He trains by watching porn and doing jaw exercises.
That's hot.
Hey, Chestnut, let me give you a little tip here, suggestion. This will intimidate Kobayashi and all others. Take the dogs, take them, and slather them with mustard and ketchup and onions, and say, I'll take a side of fries to boot.
Yeah.
You want them to hot dog the hot dog.
This will intimidate Kobayashi.
Go Chicago style. That's right. Bring your own accoutrements up there. That'll really put the scare.
And on those french
it.
Fries, I'll take some cheese, please. His head will explode. He won't know what to think of it.
Yes, what? No chili will be the last thing he hears before you leave him in your dust. So 12 minutes, what do you think you can do? Think you can do 55?
I'm thinking at least 55.
What is
the new record?
What was the old record, or what is the old record?
His record's 53 and a half. He's done that one.
53. Now, he does a thing where he dunks the buns in water.
It's gross.
And then stuffs them in.
You got to get it wet to go down.
That's how you have to do it. Otherwise, you'll get a crazy cotton mouth.
Yeah, it just won't go down. It's stuck in your throat.
May I suggest, and I don't know if they do drug testing, but a massive bong load. Because I think I could be competitive. I don't say I would win the thing. I know for a fact that if Kimmel ate a pot brownie, he could be competitive. In that, I've seen him. I saw him over at Snoop Dogg's house devour an entire basket of muffins in 8 minutes. No water, no dunking, no nothing. He didn't even know. He was talking the whole time he did it. I don't know if they test for roids or pot or whatever, but I'm telling you, a nice bong load before you got up there would do you right.
What do you think, Joey?
I'm pretty lucky. They don't check for
all right. Well, then the spleef it shall be.
Oh, that is a great idea.
And
listen,
what,
Bonds is getting away with using the steroids. Why can't he use the weed?
That's right. And what about now, how do you train in terms of the day of or the preparation for a day or so before? Would you not eat for a whole day?
About 2.5 days, I don't eat at all.
No eating for 2.5. But aren't you worried that your stomach will shrink if you go too long?
I was training my stomach to drink or 2.5 gallons of water at one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do on the days I'm not eating.
Have you consulted a doctor?
Who?
Okay, I'm guessing no. Right, because they want you to eat, let's say, a couple hot dogs a month as opposed to 55 in 12 minutes.
I talked to my doctor, and he said, you're crazy. And I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Evel Knievel's doctor told him that, and so did Abraham Lincoln's doctor, and so did Martha Washington.
They did?
I don't know. All the greats. That's what I'm saying.
I went to the doctor, and he said I was doing pretty good, doing real healthy.
All right, and do you have something, is your anatomy shaped differently? Do you have some sort of advantage over, you know, me and Dave and everyone else? Is your stomach bigger? Is your throat larger?
I don't have any abnormal stomach. It's sitting in the right spot. I just push myself pretty hard. Pain, I just accept it.
Okay. Well, he has the eye of the vendor, the hot dog vendor. We need you to win. We need you. And if you do, I will throw you a ticker tape parade on the 5th of July. You will return like MacArthur returning to the Philippines. You'll be hailed as the hero that you are. It's going to be huge for you, Joey.
It's crazy.
If you can unseat Kobayashi, you will be an American hero. You'll do all the talk shows. You'll be the toast of the town.
It's true.
Listen. And endorsements. Ballpark Franks, Hebrew National, all the bun makers. And don't get me started on relish.
Chestnut. So what have we learned? Weed, a lot of weed beforehand, then show up eating like a triple-decker kind of burger or something, and a pizza in the other hand, just to intimidate.
Right, right. Even if you're not actually ingesting it, the equivalent to the fighter smoking as he enters the ring.
What's
so
he,
casual,
yeah,
so confident.
Won't know what to do.
That's right. You got to get in his head. It's a game out there. It's a mental game. You know, the game is 110% mental and like 40% physical. I mean, my dad would always tell me about the hot dog eating game. So you got to get under his skin. You got to get in his head. And that's how you do it. Yeah, show up with a huge mutton chop in one hand.
And a cheesecake in the other.
Yeah, one of those big cans of Foster's. Not the little Foster's can, the big, like, 32-ounce Foster's. Yeah, the keg can of Foster's. Say you felt a little peckish, so you stopped at a liquor store in the ride in. All right, Joey, we'll be praying for you. I was going to say following, but praying. All right?
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Now, if you win, hey, and here's what I want to say. I don't want this to turn into some situation where we become your high school girlfriend after the band takes off and you forget all about us. If, in fact, you win, if you get that record contract, don't forget about your hometown sweetheart who was always with you for 8 minutes before you did the thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'll forget that, man.
I want you back on this show.
Oh, I will. Definitely.
All right, Joey.
Thank you.
Godspeed. It's an American. We have to wrestle this back. It is the idea that the guy who owns the record and who wins the Nathan's hot dog eating competition on the 4th of July. On the 4th of July, the day Jesus died or was resurrected. I don't. Point is,
that, you're not a theologian.
I'm not a theologian. I'm not a biblical scholar, but on the most holiest of days. That this man, that a foreigner, and that a man from across the seas, and a man that goes 128 pounds could take that title from us.
It's
the day our Lord was resurrected is a slap in the face to all God-fearing Christian Americans. And we are going to take it back. Thank you. All right. Let's take ourselves a break. Billy, 17-year-old webmaster.
Oh, here we go. Another sport. A blood sport.
He may want a fake injury right now. He may want to fall on a number 2 pencil or stab himself in the eye with a Sharpie. Now's a good time to come down with some carpal tunnel syndrome or something, because he is going to be revealed as a 17-year-old fraud. I always knew he was. He's coming in here. He's going to take a lie detector test. We're going to find out if he's a virgin after this. Got a question for Def Recca?
I got a buddy that's throwing a 3-kegger on Friday night. I got to go to traffic school on Saturday morning at 7:30.
Pull it all night up. Where does it say in the U.S. Constitution that there's a law against going to traffic school with it?
The Adam Carolla Show.
Billy, your mom is on the line. Catherine?
I told William he was going to get canned, and he goes, don't worry, Mom, don't worry.
You think he's a virgin?
I think he is. Well, I'm able to stay at home with my kids.
So he's never out of your sight long enough. Because it doesn't take long.
No. And
not with Billy.
You want to take action with your mom that you are not a virgin?
3 weeks allowance?
I'll do it.
You know what? Once it comes in my hands, Mom, I need this, and Mom, I need that.
The point is, I'm going to pass the test, so it's not going to matter.
I think he thinks he's going to get himself a hooker between now and tomorrow and win on a technicality. Mm-hmm. John Grogan here. Hold on 1 second before we get to all this lie detector stuff. Larry?
Yes, how you doing, Adam?
You say Kobayashi was born with a stomach?
Yes, they did a 1-hour interview with him about 2 weeks ago, and they show him in the weight room, and he's getting in shape. And halfway through the interview, he makes it known that he's got a birth defect where his stomach was set lower. He's got like an extra 6 or 7 inches of room.
Interesting.
Before his rib cage. age, so they need to throw a handicap on that.
Touched
guy.
By the hand of God, yes, he should have to eat a cinder block before he even begins the competition. Well, look, it's like saying, "Hey, you know, they prove that Michael Jordan has a 41-inch vertical leap, so he shouldn't be allowed to play in the same league with all the guys that just have a 27-inch vertical
fair
leap."
That Shaquille O'Neal's bigger than the other.
Yeah, right. He's tough. 7'1". He shouldn't be allowed to play.
So be it.
So
it's
be
no
it.
Kobayashi's bigger stomach is no match for American Can Do.
That's right. Can Do, that'd be a good name.
Adam, years ago, my brother went to a special school because he had shattered his leg, and they had a presidential fitness thing.
Mm-hmm.
This kid gets up there with no legs and does 400 pull-ups. And that record still stands.
Yeah, he should be stripped of that.
Yeah, it's not right.
At least
no,
an
it's
asterisk.
Not right. Yeah, if you're blind, that's one thing. But if you're not dragging up, you know, extra 45 pounds of unsprung weight in the name of your calves and your ankles and your feet, then screw that. Yeah,
cheat.
I agree. I wish that boy to go to hell. I really do. John Grogan in studio. Nice to see you, John.
Thanks.
AffordablePolygraph.com is the name of his company. He's going to perform the polygraph on young Billy Moses, our webmaster. How accurate is the polygraph?
Polygraphs are 99% accurate.
99%. And is it, what about the new MRI type of polygraph? What do you think about that? Are you in competition with them? Do you welcome that technology?
They're just as accurate as ours, but mm-hmm. they're $100,000.
Right. And yours?
$6,000.
Let me get one for the home. What do you, and how does it work?
It's looking for microscopic changes in his blood pressure, breathing, and sweat gland activity.
So it works on all three levels?
It will.
And who could beat one of these things? Who is that 1% that it doesn't register for?
Nobody can beat them. Just 1% of the time, it may make a mistake.
So there's none of that thing where this guy has such a criminal, diabolical mind. He's so scrambled in his brain that he didn't actually... I mean, what if... And I don't know if you have the answer to this. Bruska, fix his headphones. It's driving me nuts over here. He's wearing a one-up. It's kind of like when my dog's ear flaps back and I stare at it for a while. Eventually, I'll just get off the sofa and flap it down.
Aww. Where's your dignity, Molly?
Yeah.
Right.
Molly.
So if you were a person that committed a crime, let's say maybe like OJ, but somehow in your heart and in your mind, you didn't think you did it or you talked yourself out of it, how would it register on the machine?
On the old-fashioned polygraphs, that might have worked, but on the modern digital polygraphs, there's no chance that it'll be wrong.
No chance. You seem pretty jovial for a guy who does this for a living. Do you actually do this, or are you a paid comedian? Puska, did August book this? Is this guy a ringer? Because I want a guy who really runs one of these machines.
Can I ask John a question, if you could stop cracking wise for a second?
Easy, buddy, yeah.
The question I have is...
it's not clown college anymore. Thank you.
No, it's very serious. But there's some information that we've gotten that Billy was looking up how to beat a lie detector, and I've actually read, and you can tell me whether this is true and how you can account for this, that if you pucker your anus or squeeze your sphincter, that can trick the lie detector. In other words, during the control questions, you would do that so that it would then fool you into thinking the real questions. Am I right?
That's what's sold on the internet. It doesn't work on a computer.
Doesn't work. There's a lot of stuff on the internet about how to beat drug tests by drinking vinegar and stuff like that. Most of it is just sort of wives' tale and
but he's
hearsay.
Sitting on a pillow, right?
We spot all those attempts right away, and he would fail.
I
how
see.
How dare you, sir?
I see. Wow.
And by the way, Billy over there, he's either deathly afraid or quietly confident. I can't tell which.
Yeah, so we have questions for young Billy. You want to, we have to bet. Well, we don't have to bet yet, Bruska.
That's true.
We can do our betting when the results come in, because we're just going to ask the questions now, and there's about 25 seconds in between questions. Is that correct, John?
Correct.
For the machine to do its calibrating. So, here's the deal. Once again, Billy Moses, 17, webmaster, not what you call a Casanova, at least not to the uninitiated. I thought he was a virgin. I have something that's higher percentage than 99% when I try to figure out who's a virgin and who isn't. I figured Billy isn't, or is a virgin, I should say. He says he isn't. I don't believe him. And now we're going to get to the bottom of this. And if he fails, he's fired. Billy accepts that.
Yeah.
And I gave him many opportunities. People think this is harsh, but I gave him many opportunities to back out. He would not. We'll he stands by his story.
We'll see who's laughing, Mr. Carolla.
And he still does. I'll tell you, with that explosive on-air personality, I'm sure you could get a gig somewhere else. Perhaps you and John could pair up, do like a morning zoo type thing.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Billy Big John, 722, 22 after 7 o'clock. We're going to throw Donkey Boy on the lie detector right after there's a traffic and weather coming up. Mattress and Lanes on the 405. Look out for brake lights. Put the fat intern in a dunk tank after that 8 o'clock hour. Come on down.
I'm explosive.
Remember. September coming up, two Zep songs in a row coming up. Friday Free For All coming up right around the corner. Party Patrol is going to be out in the streets today, so come on down. All right. I know you both have your game face on. I like that. John's got more in his game face on. No, John, I like the fact that you're serious and you're serious about your gig. There's nothing worse than a doctor comes in here or a lawyer and they start telling jokes. And after a few minutes, you wonder how good they are at what they do. Mm-hmm. I know you're professional. I know you're good at what you do. So shall we get started? Are you ready? All right. And by the way, let me give you guys a quick plug. You can use this for what? I mean, can the layperson use this? If you think your spouse is cheating, if you think your neighbor stole your barbecue, can we use your services?
Yes, you can.
How much does it cost on average?
$400.
Really?
And you'll come out and make a house call?
We do.
Do you find that most, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, but I find most of this stuff could be nipped in the bud if I just said, I got John Grogan over at Affordable Polygraph on the other line. I'm setting up a date, honey. Now, this could get embarrassing, so if you want to just fess up about your little sexual indiscretion right now, we can do it. Just the threat of using you, in other words, seems like it might be good enough in many cases.
That happens.
Okay, here we go.
You can keep your comments brief.
Yeah, it's only a 4-hour show, Johnny. All right.
Yammer.
All right, you're hooked up. Let's start with the first question.
Look at him. I can't look at him.
Billy is petrified. He's concentrating.
You want it now? Do you start, John, with just a few basic ones, just
control
to calibrate the machine?
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, why don't you begin with those, and then I'll begin with mine.
Is today Thursday?
Yes.
Yes or no, Billy, not yes.
It's already funny. No, don't get him puckering. I don't want to beat this machine.
He's on a pillow, so he can't use the pucker technique.
What's a long 25?
Wow. I can actually see the computer, so it's hard not to look.
Now, so you see it registering on the graph right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your name William John Paul Moses?
Yes.
Wow. Who knew he played the bass? It's a great musician's name.
Have you not said that the more names, the more likely to be a killer?
Ooh, and a virgin, yeah. Yeah, well, worse than a killer, someone
today,
who lies about their virginity.
Yes, well, after he's fired today, we can look forward to tomorrow, to him coming in here and shooting us all.
Workplace shooting at the morning.
Yeah. All right, is he good? Does he feel good, John? You ready to go? All right. Little who for you. Number one question. If you could kiss Adam, would you? That would be me.
No.
Now, am I allowed to administer the questions? I guess I can. All right. So now do we wait 25 seconds in between?
And you feel you already have a good control on him as far as lying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's a good subject for this.
That was a hard first question for Billy, too. It took him a little while to decide.
If it was Thursday?
Had to do some soul searching.
About the Adam kiss?
All right. Did you state that Adam's assistant, Lindsay, will be yours, or you could have her?
Yes.
Yes, you did state that. All right. Well, that's fantastic. We don't have to wait for that one.
I assume
that one's true. I know, but he said yes. All right. Look, he's 17. She's beautiful, single, blonde. Why not? Have you masturbated while thinking of any female on our staff?
Yes.
Angie, you may want to take a rape shower right now.
Somebody get out this scrape kit.
Is there a possibility that there's any woman on the staff that he has not masturbated?
That would have been a better question.
I think he also worked Bruskin a few times. I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Do you think Damashek's bits are funny?
Yes.
Oh, there, I saw a puff of smoke come out of the machine.
Computer looks like it's fizzling. Billy, look, it maintains concentration. No eye contact with anyone.
Focus.
Yep.
I like that.
Looking down.
Yes. The eye of the liar. Do you hate Jimmy Brusca?
No.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So far, he's told nothing but lies. So how are we to know?
Well, he said it was Thursday.
Well,
that's true.
I have two more before, or one more before we get to the big one. We ready? Do you think program director Jack Silver is an idiot?
Yes.
Yes.
The good news is you're fired. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
And last, and again, I feel like we should do this in a couple sections. I don't want to get beat on a technicality. Have you had sexual intercourse?
Yes.
Ooh. Mm. I feel like I'm going to put a finer. I feel like there's room. Mm-hmm. Some people could, you know, it's like when, you know, you find out the actual definition, like Clinton.
Depends on what is.
What is. A lot of people think sodomy is one thing. Turns out it includes this, that, and the other as well. Are we ready, John, by the way? Has your penis ever entered a vagina?
Yes.
All right.
Could that be a plastic vagina?
Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Has your penis ever entered a wooden vagina?
No.
No. Okay. Good point, though, T.
Thanks.
Was it a living human woman?
Okay. That's a good
Let's
point.
Just, yeah, we got to be very clear here.
Have you ever been on top of a naked woman?
Yes.
Outside of the family.
Oh, he gave you a stink eye on that one.
He's not going to dignify that with an answer.
We didn't specify alive or dead on that one.
Oh, that's a good point, too. Jack Silver's on the phone, Jack.
Yeah, listen. hey, Billy, I hope you enjoy your last day working for CBS.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Here's what I do mean, Teresa. This young man should not be on the radio, per se. He should be behind the scenes. He should be working the webmaster gig and steer clear back away from the microphone, Billy.
I would ask if there was a place behind the scenes, behind the scenes that he could go to, because just one remove from the mic doesn't seem far enough. I don't know, Jack. Let me tell you something. I'm a rebel and I'm a renegade. No program director. The man's not going to come in here and tell me how to run my show. I think this Billy Moses has something called it, something you could never understand, because you're the man. You understand? You're spoon-fed by the suits in New York City up in their ivory towers. This guy's got it. He's got gumption. He's got a little something called pride. And I think the fact that he's able to stand up to his program director and call him an idiot at 17 shows gumption and initiative.
Yeah, the last guy who called me an idiot was the nasty man.
Well,
you know where he is now.
He's in Guam. All right, Jack. Well,
do they have a morning zoo there in Guam?
Listen, I got to get bagels and coffee. I'm out of here. But
we'll look forward to seeing you when you come in. But final words for Billy.
I don't think on-air broadcasting is your career path.
I understand. I understand, and that's where we differ. That's where me, you, and the rest of our listening audience differ. I like Billy on the air. And he hooked me up to polygraph. I'll tell you the same thing. I'm not scared. All right, so John Grogan of affordablepolygraph.com. Do we have it all in?
We do.
You're going to examine... You're going to examine the tape, and then you'll get back to us with a result. Yes?
Yes.
All right, Billy. Now, if you lose, not every question, but the all-important last question, you will have to be let go. You understand the bylaws?
I understand.
All right. Billy, a confident yet sober.
Why don't you use Billy the next Moses. Hour to update your resume, Billy?
What does it sound like when a dream dies? That's what I want to know.
Does not sound like a hymen breaking, I'll tell you that.
How dare you, sir?
Teresa, what's coming up in the news?
Well, there's big news about Jenna Vaughn. A Bush press conference yesterday that went horribly, deliciously wrong. I have it for you. You do not want to miss it. Plus, what is the one song you will never, ever hear again in an NFL game? All that and more.
Also, yes. We're playing NBA player tech stock.
Ah.
Many nice prizes to give away, so call in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got a lot of money to give away. Catherine?
Yes?
Billy's mother, what did you think of that?
I'm just sad.
Oh, no. Because you're worried he's going to get fired?
Yes.
I don't think Jack will fire him. That would be so mean.
No, I'll do it.
Oh.
And he comes in, and he said he was going to fire William.
Oh, baby. I'll tell you what. Well, actually, I'm not going to. No, I still have to fire him.
You happy with yourself now, Billy?
I have to fire him. But are you crying because he'll be out of a job or because he'll be at home?
Both.
I see. Well, he's got a hell of an air check tape if he wants to get another gig, but he's probably going to have to start in a smaller market, somewhere in Mexico.
When he's at home, is he explosive?
Yes, he is very explosive. I told him, I said, William, if you ever want to get a job in radio, you have to let your personality shine. And he hasn't done that yet. He really hasn't done that. He cracks me up at the house all the time.
Really?
Yeah, but he hasn't done that in the workplace yet.
But look at this. Look at it this way, Catherine. This is Billy's mother. When I was 17, I was 2 years away from beginning my career in cleaning carpets and then 3 years away from beginning my career digging ditches for $7 an hour. And
means that Billy's not going to have to wait the 2 years.
13 years.
He can start tomorrow with the carpet cleaning.
That's right. At 17, Damashek was walking around in a Franco Harris helmet and Steeler cape doing nothing, masturbating and thinking about going to college one day. Your son has already done more at 17 than most do at 27.
I understand that, but you know what? This is his dream job. He loves working with you, Adam, and you know what? And he's loved you from the beginning.
Well,
I remember yelling at him because he was staying up too late to listen to Loveline.
Yeah.
And I would yell at him. In all those years, I'm thinking, you know, it's all gone to waste now. All this...
Well, hold on. Now, you didn't raise a liar, did you?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, then we're fine.
Adam, do you want to give him one last chance to recant?
No, I'm sorry. That ship has sailed. Bell has been rung, as you would say.
Can't unring it.
Catherine, hold tight. We'll send you out a Kragen gift certificate.
where Billy will be working.
Whatever it takes, baby. Regap those plugs. You'll feel better in no time. Okay. All right, hang on, sweetie. Right, listen, as I've said many times, what are most 17-year-olds doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
Soon, your son will join them. All right.
He's a sweet boy, Catherine.
He's a sweet boy. It's going to be a shame what happens to him when we read the results of the MRI machine, or I should say the polygraph machine. 99% in Billy, and we've already figured out that Billy is not the 1% that can beat these things. All right, back with news and sports after this. I'm a celebrity. Yes, a C-lister, but a celebrity. I will have a couple of children. If I, at any point, 2 years from now, decide I'm going to sit down and pen myself a children's book,
right.
I want you to attack me with a folding chair.
There's a lot more coming up, so stay here, or there, or wherever you are. Just don't change the station. It's the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show, Palmdale's third best band. Van Stone, ultra-conservative, controversial bestseller, Ann Coulter, the Penthouse Pet of the Year, and the runner-up. Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. Here he is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, as we speak, our polygraph tech, John Grogan, or as he's known by his friends, Mr. Saturday Night, is out there feverishly going over the data I keep my fingers crossed for Billy, but it does not look good. Van Stone has entered the building. I'll tell you the real victims here. Producer Angie and my assistant Lindsay out there feeling soiled after finding out what Billy took home.
The thoughts of them dancing through his head.
Let this be a message to all the women that are listening. If you are above a 5.5 or the best looking person on your floor, in your office, in your workplace, even if you're 3, as long as everyone else is a 3 or under, hanging out with a bunch of 2s, and they're males that you work with under the age of 30, every single one of them has pleasured himself to you.
Wait a second.
Yes.
By that math, if mm-hmm. I am above a 5.
Mm-hmm. Clearly above a 5.
Maybe just barely. And Brian is under 30.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that?
Come on.
Many times.
Oh.
I actually helped him one time.
It was only after the best at oral thing that put you over the edge.
Yes.
Only about a 4.5 until then.
And when I say helped him, I don't want you to think it was anything gay. His calf cramped up. Okay, sure. And he wanted to keep going.
Pulled
That's all. That's all. I was not around his business.
Adam's like a coach. You know, that's
right.
All. He just, you know, he's been through the battles himself many, many times.
Yeah, when
a
fighter sits down on the stool in this corner and his trainer's rubbing his neck, is that gay? No, I don't think so. When his trainer's sponging him off, is that gay?
It's been
no.
Gay.
It's the same thing, yes. Thanks, buddy, you owe me. All right, now it is time for Van Stone, by the way, has entered the building and looking like they've got some form of community service issued out to them because they're all wearing reflective windbreakers. Okay, now it is time for the news with Teresa Strasser.
Yesterday, President Bush seemed especially jocular as he joked around with reporters after a press conference about Iraq. There was one exchange in particular with an LA Times reporter named Peter Ralston that was especially delicious. Take a listen, and then I'm going to tell you a little something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my song.
Are you going to ask that question with shades on? No, I'm interested in the shade look, seriously.
All right, I'll keep it then.
For the viewers, there's no sun.
I guess it depends on your perspective.
Okay. Touché.
Turns out that reporter's legally blind.
Oh, sweet irony.
Bush later called the reporter to apologize on his cell phone. And what really, I have to say, this reporter, Peter Ralston, works for the Times. When Bush said to him, hey, why are you wearing those sunglasses? You know, he easily could have said, well, you know, I'm blind.
Yes.
But he didn't. He
yes.
took the high road.
Yes.
And it was very impressive to me.
I was doing some benefit thing a couple weeks ago at, like, the Universal Sheraton, and the guy who ran the thing came up and said to his wife moments before the show started, Mayor Villaraigosa is going to be late because his sister died today. And she said to him, I wasn't standing there, but she relayed this back, are you sure? And he said, yes. And then she came back to me and said, we have to stall because his sister's... The mayor's sister died today, and the mayor did show up, and the mayor got up on the podium, and the mayor said, hey, and great news. My sister, she just won district selectman or something like that. So I got up on the podium later, and I pointed the guy out in the back of the room, and I was like, hey, buddy, you told me that. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, "That, you know, I don't know where you got that information. He kept, and finally someone got him a microphone, and he was like, I'm deaf.
That's where you met Maverick.
That's where I met Maverick. The guy was deaf, and I was busting his chops about, don't you hear right? She didn't die. She got a promotion. And as it turns out, he was deaf.
Well, the guy said that he was not offended, the blind reporter, because Bush had no way of knowing that he wasn't just being fashionable with his sunglasses on.
There is a very dangerous trend that has cropped up recently about blind people not wearing sunglasses and just letting you see their weird eyes, like Andrea Botticelli or whatever that opera singer is. I don't like that. I miss the old Ray Charles wraparound blackout shades. Please. I would like your head with a piece of Duvetyn around it if you're blind. I would like just black velvet wrapped around
blind
the entire
people.
Head.
Blind people, if you could see what you look like without the sunglasses, believe me, you'd put the shades on.
Put the shades on.
Well, Ann Coulter, who many conservatives may have masturbated to one time or another, appeared last night with comedian George Carlin on Jay Leno. The two didn't interact really much, but Coulter did, however, go on a jag about the importance of her new book, Godless.
Liberalism has become like a religion. All the bad things associated with religions, which I don't think you see that much. Yeah. From the God-based religions, by the way. And by denying that it's a religion, I mean, they have their own cosmology, their own worldview, their own belief in miracles. They promote themselves through the schools, through the government. Their children are baptized in, you know, the religion of global warming, of recycling, of safe sex. But you can't even have a moment of silence.
She can't.
She's funnier than our polygraph guy.
Well, meantime, conservatives have become... Yeah, you know, nothing but religiosos themselves. So it's an ironic thing for her to point out.
She's, I don't want to say too many bad things about her because she's going to be on the show in about half an hour or so. So we'll look forward to that.
We'll look forward to that. Now, the owner of a cheesesteak shop in South Philadelphia has put up a sign reading, quote, "This is America," when ordering, "Please speak English." Mm-hmm. He's facing a discrimination charge from the city, but he is sticking to the policy and keeping his sign up. Here he is.
Because this is, we know what this is saying? That people are tired of having the one special group of Spanish people that they want the Spanish language. Well, people are fed up with that. They don't want to have to press a button two for Spanish. No buttons. Pick it up. It's English. You're in America. Speak English.
I saw this on CNN. I just read the subtitles and was able to understand what he was saying as well.
You're saying his English isn't
right. I have no idea what that man was saying. It's a little rough around the edges.
Smacks a little of racism, but...
Well, you know. Look, no shirt, no shoes, no service. If you can say that, why can't you make the decree that you have to speak English? You know, they do it. We have the right to refuse service to anybody, blah, blah, blah. That's it. He's a business owner. Let
English,
him do what he wants.
Do you speak it?
In entertainment news, the always reliable Life and Style magazine is reporting that Jenna Vaughn is getting married. I just invented that. I thought we knew.
Jenna Vaughn?
Jenna Vaughn. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. You know, there's Brangelina, there's Tomcat.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Vaughn is getting married.
Mm.
Now, they are saying that Aniston is keeping it quiet because she wants to wait until the excitement over the baby Shiloh blows over. She doesn't want to steal the thunder from the baby. According to the magazine, she got a 9.5 carat ring from Vince and is already planning her wedding.
Hmm. I wonder. Now, if he wants to have kids, that might screw things up, right? Because she doesn't want to have
kids?
No,
she says she has. She does. She always will. She's gone on record saying she wants to have kids. I think there may have been some difficulty.
Ah. Hmm.
That's the rumor.
There's a juju bee in the tube?
Something like that.
You can also go with Anna Vince.
Anna Vince is good. Yes. I wish I had thought of that.
Thank you.
From now on, it's Anna Vince. Well, Anna Vince may or may not be getting married. On a darker note, glam rocker Gary Glitter, who you know from that godforsaken song that's played at every sporting event.
Sure.
It's actually called Rock and Roll Part 2, but isn't it just the Hey song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this guy is currently serving time in a Vietnamese prison because he molested two little girls, and I'm talking 10 and 11. Today, he's appealing his guilty conviction. I'll let you know what happens. But meanwhile, the NFL has asked all of its teams to please stop playing this song.
Well, he got busted for pedophilia like 7 or 8 years ago, I thought, or at least was a while ago, and they continued to play the song. And then he got busted again, and they continue. Listen, Wagner was a Nazi. He wrote beautiful music.
Right.
Why can't we listen to it? I say, in a way, it's the least they could do. Otherwise, they're just pedophiles that made no contribution. Now, at least he's a pedophile who's given something back to the NFL fans. The more you know.
You make an interesting point. I mean, T.S. Eliot is my favorite poet and anti-Semite. But I still like his poetry.
I didn't know he didn't like the Jews.
He doesn't like the Jews.
Haven't you heard the famous poem, Throw the Jew Down the Well?
I thought that was another artist.
No, I'm pretty sure that was Eliot. I'm pretty sure that was Throw the Jew in the Well was T.S. Eliot.
Yeah, it's one of his lesser known. Right after the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, he penned that. A Michigan man was talking to his girlfriend and brought up the topic of marriage. Mm-hmm. She had some cold feet and said she wasn't really ready.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave her a little talking to about life is all about taking risks, and to prove it to her, he jumped out of his first floor window. He happened to be naked. Well, he jumped out the window and sort of ran into a guy. The guy happened to be carrying a gun. He wasn't happy about the naked man. He threatened to shoot him. A shot was fired. Cops were called. The gunman was arrested. The naked man treated for minor injuries.
Wow. We may have our first duel, definitely not a Jew.
Meaning the man who jumped out the window.
Definitely not a Jew.
And the gunman on the street.
Definitely not a Jew.
I also smell a reenactment.
I do too.
You know, the people that do a lot of things naked, I'm always surprised by, because I will put on a towel if I'm walking from my bedroom into the kitchen, if nobody else is in the house. There's a weird thing of just sort of junk to the wind that I feel uncomfortable about. I can't quite figure out what it is, but I will pull on a pair of sweatpants just to head into the kitchen. Just, it's not rational, but if there's a fire or somebody breaks in the house, at least I'm not nude. The people that do a lot of things, and there are people that are willing to go get the mail, form a human chain, jump off balconies out in the streets, chase cop cars, that do many things in the nude. I find that hard to fathom.
I do as well.
But I'm guessing they're all hung.
I have a check your clothes at the door policy in my home. Any guests have to adhere to it as
really?
Well.
You're not uptight. I like that.
Even
about
in the
you.
Kitchen? Because that seems unsanitary.
I don't understand people who, even sleeping in the nude seems like, I don't like it. It's too much movement around. I like to have everything secure.
Okay. Well, Dave, my last story is just for you. People Magazine has named its hottest bachelor. This issue is going to hit the stands tomorrow. Now, it's not important who won or lost. The important thing is that, Dave, they were not ranked in a numbered list. The way you used to do your jerk report until Jimmy Kimmel shamed you into numbering it. People Magazine, they named a winner, and the rest of them were all in one lump. Do you want to know the winner?
Yes.
Taylor Hicks from American Idol.
Oh, please.
He's the hottest bachelor.
Hottest bachelor.
That's ridiculous.
Well, let's break this down for a second.
Please.
As a guy, you do not have to be George Clooney. Now, I know I use another guy as an example, but you don't have to be the best-looking guy to draw women. You have to be not ugly, talented, and have a kind of ambiance or demeanor that attracts women. I would say he's a 7, 7.5 in the looks department, can dance, can sing, and is always in the headlines. Why not? You make a good argument
exactly.
for him.
Exactly. I've dated many a troll for his charm.
That's right.
Others in the not ranked list.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Lachey, Matthew McConaughey, Ryan Seacrest, Owen Wilson, my favorite, and Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget where Kimmel wound up for making these suggestions, too. He wound up number 2 on the jerk report.
But it was a number jerk report.
True.
All right. Let's move forward now with Dave's number 1 sports.
Let's.
We're running late.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number 1 sports. Number 1 sports. Do it, Dave.
An international flavor to the sports this morning. Let's take a spin around the big blue marble, shall we? As we speak, golfers from around the globe are swinging away in the U.S. Open. World Cup yesterday, host nation Germany beat Poland in so-called extra time, penalty time, that we talked about yesterday. It was exciting, though. You know, imagine, they're the home nation, and they score in the final seconds. It was very exciting. This evening in exotic Miami, Shaq Fu and his chums host Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavs. Game 4, just about a must-win for the Heat with the Mavs up 2-1 in the series. The country directly to our north, which is named Canada, or as the aforementioned Kimmel calls it, America's hat.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy
this
right. morning.
That would make Mexico our underpants.
Correct.
Okay.
Edmonton Oilers still alive for the Stanley Cup. Carolina Canes could have won it, but instead, there's going to be a Game 6 thanks to an overtime goal from the very nicely named Fernando Pisani.
Pisani. Okay.
Pastime. Battle for the NL West is heating up just in time for summer. Last night, San Diego Dads beat the Dodgers again. They're now just a game back of the Bums and the Arizona Snakes, who got whipped by the Gigantics. In that game, the Creep hit number 717. Halos dumped by the lowly Royals. Athletics over Mariners. A's have won 6 in a row. And now, before we get to NBA player or tech stock, quickly, number 7. Came out of the hospital last night under the cloak of night. I love it. He's out.
Crashed his wheelchair right into a parked car in his back end.
All right, Creep.
No helmet.
Here we go. It's time to play NBA player tech stock. So many colorful names in the NBA and in on the NASDAQ list. We've made a game out of it. Let it begin.
All right, let's start with RJ.
Hey,
RJ?
What's up, Adam?
Here we go. Now, again, I got stuff to give away. I got $1,000 worth of Kragen parts cash. No.
That's not, those are not the, as a fact, they have three gifts to choose from. Park hopper passes to Disneyland and Disney's California worth $80 each.
Park hopper, yes.
All right. Brother P-Touch labels, labelers, mm-hmm. Adam's favorite, or a Philips Norelco body groom, BG 2020.
Is that two tickets to Disneyland?
Two, so it's $160 total value. All right, so.
Here we go.
But first comes first. Now you got to get the question right. Your first, the name is...
Yeah, is this like 3 out of 5?
No. I'm sorry. One question, one and done, sir. We have many people waiting. Ready? Here we go. Your one chance. Emeka.
I'm sorry. Can you spell that?
Emeka. E-M-E-K-A.
That's tech stock.
Marv, how say you?
Uncomfortable for our competitor.
Oh.
I would rather be Patrick Ewing's towel after triple overtime.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm sorry,
RJ. Who's he playing for?
Emeka
Okafor is a Bobcat. Played for UConn in college. Won the national championship.
All right. Just lick your wounds and move forward. Oh. I'm going to make a decree. No spelling of the things. You announce them. Either you know them or you don't.
Okay.
KC.
Here we go.
NBA player or tech stock?
Amgen.
Tech stock.
How say you, Marv?
He is on fire.
All right. Do you want the Disneyland passes, Brother P-Touch, or the Philips Norelco?
I'll take Disneyland.
Nice. All right. Next.
Do you have children, Casey?
No.
You don't?
Well, maybe he's going to take a lady friend.
Or maybe he'd like to meet a young child. That was a creepy
laugh.
Yeah, it was Gary Glitter calling from Vietnam. Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. NBA player or tech stock?
Zaza.
Zaza.
How say you, Marv?
No good.
I'm sorry, sir. Zaza Pachulia.
Pachulia. I knew that.
Next.
All right. Let's go on to... Who do we speak to? Was that Lewis or was that Richard? I'll speak to Richard. Richard?
Yeah.
NBA player or tech stock?
Bogut.
NBA player.
How say you, Marv?
Oh, what a move. And the foul.
All right. Wow. Disneyland, Brother P-Touch, or the Philips Norelco?
What?
You want the shaver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Really?
That's a hairy man. Mario?
Yeah.
NBA player, tech stock.
Celgene.
Tech stock.
How say you, Marv?
Yes!
Another winner. Disneyland, Brother P-Touch, Philips Norelco shaver.
Disneyland.
All right, and let's go with one more.
Now, here. Mario, you're calling from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I want to offer you a little invitation out here. I'm the head coach at UNLV for the soccer team.
Oh, wow.
And an invitation to what?
Come out and practice with us.
Oh, no. No.
How's your soccer team doing, by the way?
Well, right now we're in the off season. I just actually got hired here in January. So, looking to, bring Adam in and have him show the guys what to do.
Well... How are you going to use those tickets to Disneyland, by the way, from out in Vegas? You come out to L.A. much?
I'm from L.A. and I got two little kids, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Well, perfect. No thanks about the soccer. Listen, I got to be honest. When I was about 10, I was 9 or 10, I broke my shoulder playing football. And my whole family, even before that, I played Pop Warner football. My whole family said, play soccer. My family, they're communists. They love Europe. They love everything that comes out of Europe. They hate this country, essentially. They won't admit it, but really they glorify Europe. And they said, soccer, this is the wave of the future. This is the game. This is the biggest game in the world. And I said, it's for pussies. You wear stupid silky shorts and you kick around a ball.
Coach, what say you?
It's for pussies. I don't want to play soccer. Once you put on a football uniform, you never want to play soccer. I was 9. I knew it was for pussies.
Can we bring Adam out there and let him have a run with the guys?
All right, Mario.
It's the beautiful game, Adam.
It's
all right,
for
that's
guys
that.
That are too small to play football.
Well,
that's what it is.
Sometimes they become kickers in football.
Yeah, okay. That's the biggest puss on the team is the best soccer player. That's all you need to know. The difference between football and soccer, the best soccer player in the league is the guy who's the biggest puss on the football team.
Good
to
know.
Do the math. Thank you.
This has been Marv Albert with NBA player or tech stock. I bid you all a good morning.
Sorry for stealing your thunder, though, Dave. All right, we are going to take ourselves a little break. Billy Moses in there. He's just, if you're just joining us, he did take the lie detector test. He took the affordablepolygraph.com. It's a guy came out. John Grogan, or as I call him, Shecky Grogan.
This, he is a funny guy. This,
I don't know if he's an auctioneer or he's a wedding DJ during the when he's not doing this, but I'll tell you, that guy has what we call it. Point is, oh, now he's giving me the stink eye.
No, right. That's his regular eye.
Oh, well, look, I know. I seem like I'm busting his chops, but again, there's nothing worse than a cop, a physician, a lawyer who's trying to yuck it up. It takes away from their position and the seriousness of their position. I like the fact that this man is all business.
Me too.
And he's in there examining the evidence. Billy says he's not a virgin. I don't believe him. And we're going to find out shortly whether he is lying or not. If he is, he's fired. I'm sorry. I announced it. So it shall be. Van Stone coming in. Also, we have Penthouse Pet of the Year and the runner-up. My policy is I'll take anyone who made the top five.
Really?
First pet of the year. Yeah. I have many questions for them. Ann Coulter also calling in. All that still coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
This is Harry Shearer.
This is Principal Seymour Skinner.
This is Lenny Leonard, you know, from Moe's.
This is Reverend Lovejoy.
This is C. Montgomery Burns. If you call Adam right now,
it's 866-901-ADAM.
And tell him I sent you.
It will be excellent.
There's a lot more coming up, so stay here, or there, or wherever you are. Just don't change the station. It's the Adam Carolla Show. Hey, let's check Adam's voicemail.
I just don't get it. You can say on the radio, but you can't drop the F-bomb. I don't know. I think that's just another step in the nation of America. Anyway, mahala. Have a good one.
It's lame, but I'm leaving you guys a voicemail. Nobody's going to listen to this. I just had to tell you that Adam, Jason Strasser, and the Shrek guy, you guys make this show. I would go cross-country, underwater, through the Atlantic, through Europe, down through the Middle East, all the way. Okay, nobody's going to listen to this now. Just believe me. Love you. Bye.
Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Didn't hear damn shit.
I was just gonna say, that was somebody off the list.
That was the sweetest part of that call.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
Oh, we have a gaggle of penthouse beauties in here. We have Jamie Lynn, who's a penthouse pet of the year.
Hello, how are you?
05 and 06.
Wow.
05 was the pet of the month.
Ah, and then pet of the year.
Right.
In 06. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Oh, yeah, nice key there.
Thank you.
They get the key, I think. Key necklace, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cassie O'Reilly.
Hi.
How are you, sweetie pea? You're looking good, too.
Thank you.
Runner-up pet of the year.
Yes.
Tell you, you know, they complain about sloppy seconds, but not the Ace Man. I'll pick the runner-up in any almost anything. Hot dog eating contest, whatever.
Give
me the runner-up. And now, is it Aria?
Aria
Giovanni. Mm. July cover girl in Penthouse and a solid natural D cup. What are we looking at here?
D double D.
Yeah. I like that. Not only was it basically what I got in high school, but it carried over past that. I used to get D's and double D's in high school. Nice. And in a natural D cup?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're real.
They're real.
How does that happen on a thin girl?
I'm not that thin.
Yeah.
I'm curvy, so, I mean, my dad was Italian Yugoslavian, and they've got, you know.
Your dad had huge breasts?
Yes.
I like that.
Your father is Brusca?
Brusca, what part of Yugoslavia are you from? Yeah.
Don't touch her, Brusca.
Why not?
You made her uncomfortable.
Brusca has a kinship with anyone over a C-cup. They're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
All right. Look at all the vultures buzzing around the window there. Hey, don't you tech nerds have something to do on the website? Oh, you guys met Van Stone in the green room?
Yes, I did.
I'll give you a hard drive.
Yeah.
They're hot, right?
So hot.
Third best band out of Bakersfield and climbing.
Nice.
They're always looking for groupies, you know. They're hard rocking, hard loving, hard living men who are looking for hard women like yourselves. Any interest at all in them?
They tried. They solicited us.
How did they solicit you?
Oh, not me. I didn't pay attention.
tried not to.
No, but it was hard. They were both sitting on the couch, and one guy sits next to one girl. The other guy sits in between them.
Yeah, it was interesting. Very interesting.
Mm. And what about that Lothario, the guy who runs the polygraph test, John out there? I'm sure he was all over you, too.
No.
Oh, okay. No. He was a gentleman.
No, he tried to diss me, though, actually.
What? Really?
Yeah, he tried to say that he could read my mind.
Oh,
and that
interesting.
And I was like, thinking there was four girls and four guys in the room.
Well, you should check the door. And,
yeah.
Wow. No. All right. Creepy.
He was very much wrong.
I don't want to make too much fun of him because I'm going to use him during my divorce settlement. We already agreed. So I will be single soon, ladies. So, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. By the way, attracted to me or anyone here on the staff?
Yeah.
Oh, long pause. Ted, put your arm down. We can see your sweaty pit stain through here. You guys aren't into Big Tad, are you?
No.
Now, what about Dave Damashek? He fancies himself an attractive man. Anything there?
He's all right.
He's all right. But you like me better, right?
Of course.
Yeah, totally. Oh, stop. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Brusca, the worm, is insistently pointed. Well, he wants to know why you won't take your shirts off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Have they been asked to take their tops off?
Have you been asked?
No, we haven't.
Would you if somebody asked you to?
Possibly.
Brusca, go ahead.
Really?
He's all red, giddy like a child. Can you please take off your top?
That made it sleazy. It was nicer when
I
did.
That's because you're digging, right?
Brusca. It was a little bit creepy.
That was creepy. I had her this close, and then you came in.
I said please.
You just snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
I love boobs. I'm not going to apologize for it.
I say Brusca has more areola than the three of you combined. That's what I say. Oh, that Aria looked down when I said that.
I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't have to take your tops off, but there's a move named after a once great band called a winger. This is what you do when you don't have time to take the top off, yet you want to flash a little bit of booby. You just do that, you know. It's like
show me how that's done again.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you. I wear running shorts almost exclusively outside of the studio, and I understand women. They have eyes, too. Uh-huh. And when I sit down on a park bench once in a while after going on an 8-10-mile jog, I'll shoot them just a little sack. Just a little. Well, because I know it turns you ladies on.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll do it. It's just a little how do you do, a little thank you. I know you're watching. I know you're looking down there. So I'll shoot them a little sack. And that's my way of saying hello.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I don't take the trunks off around my ankles, but I know they're looking.
What's with all the keys? Why do you all have keys around your necks?
That's what you get in the house.
Yeah,
and you'll notice the pet of the year has more bling on her key, and then the runner-up has a little less bling.
I'll put a key in your lock.
All right, Dave, you didn't even know what the keys were.
I didn't know what it was, so how would I know?
What do you get, by the way, Jamie Lynn, when you become pet of the year? Because they always do this stuff with Playmate of the Year where she wins the Firebird and she wins the $100,000 and all that. What do you get?
I got a Porsche Boxster.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. In 2006, and I got $150,000 a year.
Oh.
And my key. And hot ladies.
I'll drive your Boxster.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a wife.
Wow. I mean, so you get more money than you do if you're a Playmate of the Year?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And you get like a $60,000 car too. All right, let's. How about Van Stone is now entered the studio.
Hey. Now we're really not going to take our shirts off.
It's like the tops are about to come off, and then the creepy dad comes into the hot tub. Hey, kids, how are we doing out here?
Right.
You're killing our pie. Come on, Van Stone.
What's up, dude? We heard there were some hot chicks here, man.
Yeah, I know. There are hot chicks here, and that's why we need you over there, because we're this close to getting a winger, and then you guys came in.
Yeah, we were listening to you on the radio. We heard there's some penthouse pets in here.
Yeah, they're right in front of you, but you're harsh in our mel now.
Yeah, man. We were down at Antelope Valley Highway.
highway, you know, doing some cleanup work.
I noticed you're wearing the vest. Yeah, the reflective vest.
It's kind of a community service, you know, probation stuff like that. But if we're back by 9, they won't even know we're missing.
What did you guys do, get busted for rocking too hard?
That's my second cousin, Bert, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We were busted. He had a joint in the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it wasn't for rocking people too hard.
No.
It was for selling, Holmes.
It was for selling drugs. Yeah. Oh, okay. Not as glamorous.
My brother Lonnie, he's not in the band
anymore. Yeah, what happened to Lonnie?
Well, that's what happened. We got busted for the joint, and most the rest of the band, we all pleaded guilty, and he pleaded insanity.
Oh, wow.
He thought he'd get off on, like, some technicality, so they put him up for, like, 2 months. He's getting, like, shock treatment and stuff like that.
So you're not going to wait on him. You just dump him. Moving on.
Rock and roll never waits, man. Rock and roll never forgets.
Sure, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, we never get to see any boobies while rock and roll's in the studio.
We do. We always see boobies.
I know. That's the whole thing. You guys see boobies at every concert, every live venue, everything you do. We rarely see boobies in here.
I see boobies when I'm, like, ordering food at McDonald's and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. If Van Stone, let me ask our penthouse pets this. If Van Stone leaves the studio,
that's
will
not even a question.
But if... if they leave the studio, will you show us some boobies?
Yes.
Wait.
They gotta go, though.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
And they can't be outside the window, either.
Wow.
Sorry, you guys.
Hey, dude, I've seen all their boobies. I get a prescription to, you know, pass.
Oh, you do?
Prescription.
It is a prescription. It takes care of my affliction.
It's good for what ails you.
It's what the doctor ordered.
It's part of good prostate maintenance. I completely agree. All right, Van Stone, hit your van, or whatever it is, but please clear out of here.
We drive a Nissan Sentra.
I'm sorry. I would argue that a hard rocking group like yourself needs a van or a tour bus. I think
we're saving up for one, man.
Okay. All right. We'll save up for it in the green room so I can see some booby, and then we'll bring you guys in here to rock out. Okay.
All right. This is cool, man. Thanks for having us on, Adam.
No. I mean, this isn't goodbye. This is just get the F out of here so I can see some booby, and then you guys come back and rock.
So what are you trying to say, dude?
Broska.
Get out. We want to take our boobs out. Get out.
I'm
take the cans
the
off, please. Take that. Oh, get out of here.
Get out. Now, the penthouse, the pet of the year, did you just say you were married to you have a wife?
Yes, I do. It's Cassie O'Reilly.
Really?
Married, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you say that because you guys les out every once in a while?
Totally.
Really? Now, you're not just saying that because, you know, it turns me on. You actually get, you guys get down together.
There's only one way to prove it. They have to make out to prove their story.
Why do they always want
to
say
that? They don't have to. If they'd like to, we keep that private.
Did you, now, are you, but you're flexible. You would be with a man as right?
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
And a man
guys.
Between the two of you?
No.
No.
We don't share a man.
You don't share a man.
No.
But you love guys.
Yes.
And you love each other.
Yes.
And even if the guy had a syndicated morning show, you would not hypothetically consider loving one man.
No. We can't share.
How does that work? The flexibility that women have sexually. Are you, you know, I mean, there's no such thing. There's no version of that with a guy. There's no, like, well, I'm not gay, but if Bruska, me, and Dave are going camping, somebody's getting a handy. I mean, again, you know, the lines are blurred. I think Dave is so funny on the air that I'm naturally attracted to him. It's impossible to work that way. How can you be that flexible as a woman?
I don't know. It's just women are more prettier than guys, anyways.
Yes, you find they're more attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like guys, but, like, when you look at a woman's body, like, it can just turn you on, you know? So.
Yes. The more you know.
You're so wonderful.
All right, so you guys have done everything. You guys have done everything sexually together.
I'm thinking.
Yes. Including toys, by the way?
Sure. Toys, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We went out and bought toys together on our honeymoon in New York.
Wow. We'll add that to the hopper.
We did.
Nice. All right. Let's see some boobies before we go to break. And you know what? Let me give you guys a plug before we do this. I'm not yelling at a website. I mean, I'm physically going to plug. No. Now, there's so many different ones. So, Jamie, go first. What would you like our listeners, our vast listening audience, to do?
I want you guys to go to sexyjamie.com or penthouse.com and check me out.
Okay, and Cassia?
I'm at sexycassia.com.
And Aria?
Ariagiovanni.com.
And that's all you need to know. Go there, see them. Mm-hmm. I guess you guys are naked in the... when we go there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fully right. Nude.
Fully nude. Yeah. I run my own site.
Speaking of naked, let's have a little winger action. And you know, I was going to say everyone do it at once, but then I realized I only have two eyeballs in one hand. One was crushing a farming accident. I think we go in order.
Yes, I think we start with Jamie.
So this is just a peek?
Yeah, this is just a peek. I'll lean over. Wow. Those can't be real.
They are.
Those are real?
Yeah. Those are real.
Wow. That is a D cup right there on a Dave.
Like?
Don't hurt yourself. Wow.
That's my wife.
That is amazing.
I can see why you married her. They're perky.
I know.
They're perky as well as large.
Now,
I know.
Now, Cassia, you've had some work done up top,
no,
right?
No.
Really?
Yeah, we're all natural.
Is everyone,
if I had work done, they'd be a lot bigger than that.
Everyone is just a solid natural D or D plus in here on a small frame?
Yeah.
What a world we're living in.
What?
I'm like a full C.
Yes. Well, speaking of C, let's see him. Yeah.
Like, I guess it's my turn.
Mm. Wow. Oh, that is. I have to stand up now. That's a D.
It's
wow.
A D.
Yeah. I'm going yeah. D. And an A for effort, but definitely D. So far, Dave, stop me if I'm wrong. I'm up on my feet. My wife's home listening with the twins and the nanny.
Well, perfect. These are different twins.
That's right.
Don't
the twins.
While you're up there, don't trip over Brusca's wang.
Don't worry. You just step ladder. All right. Now, here's the thing. We've had many a woman in here, but, you know, they've had some plastic surgery done. Or if
sometimes
not,
it doesn't look right.
They're a little modest up top. This is the best selection of natural.
Yes. It's bounty of boobs.
Bounty of boobs.
You rarely see, I mean, it's like a blue rose. It doesn't exist in nature. Perfectly huge breasts on a tiny girl.
Right. All right. Let's keep the party going. Aria?
Yes.
Here we go, baby. Your time to shine. Now face them forward.
I'll show you. I'll flash you with my bra, but I'm not
going to
take my shirt off.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. There might be some trouble.
Is there trouble? I what was that? Because I don't know what that was. That was nothing short of an attack. What? No actual winger?
No.
What? You can't be modest.
Do you have a boyfriend or a husband that might be mad? Or
I'm married.
Okay. Mm. But what about your obligation to your fans?
You can go to my website.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will
fully
give
nude there.
You give me a bare boob winger, and I will shout out your website three times in a row.
No.
No. All right. Well, let's at least see the bra, and then we'll work forward from that.
Like, okay, I can do that.
Because you know you're telling us about your natural.
Sweet
all right,
Jesus.
All right, now I'll tell you what. I'm a fair man. I'm a fair man. How about just the right one? That is a single winger, legal in most states, and again, a fine compromise. Just the right boob.
I think so.
And I'll tell you what, I will show you left nut if you show me right boob. I'll tell you that.
Don't do it, don't do
it. You first.
No. You're obviously, obviously a woman who can't be trusted because moments ago when we were going to give your website out, you were all boobs. And now look at you. You're a coy wallflower.
There's an offer on the table.
You
show.
First.
It's not on the table. I'm actually sitting on the offer. Falling between my legs.
Well, let's see it then.
No, I will not show sack unless I see boob. And by the way, I need to see two boobs.
Well, what if we show you ours?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jamie. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we'll make up for her.
Well, you guys are wonderful, but I just need... again, here's the thing. There's a principle at stake here. You understand? If you guys come in here and don't show boob, well, then when Ann Coulter comes in here later on, she's not going to have to show boob. You know what I'm saying? Where does it end?
Slippery slope.
Very slippery slope. So it's hard to make exceptions. All right, just one boob. I'll give you a plug on the website, and we'll move on from this.
We got to take a break. Please take off your top.
One boob.
With this lady?
Are you considering it?
I'll give you
only
the website.
Only if he drops his pants.
You gotta understand, though. My wife just had twins, and she's listening.
A couple days ago, he has babies.
She'll kill me when I come home.
His wife will kill him. Oh, she just made a little cash sign with her hand.
No, right. I didn't. That's like the...
I have $20. I have $20.
Not cash. Oh. I was saying you're playing the smallest violin.
Oh, cry you a river. Okay. Wow, you're tough cookie.
And Aria, it should be said, looks exactly to me like a young Sophia Loren. Like just gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
May I just say, Carola?
Yes, stole her boobs, yes.
Fine. If she wants to play hardball, let's get back to Jamie and Cassie in the makeout section.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. You take your giant D cups and make haste. I have bigger fish to fry over here.
Look, two out of three ain't bad.
Or four out of six.
That's right. All right.
Those are pretty good odds.
All right, we need to take a break. I'm crestfallen here. I was looking forward to Aria's big jugs. But I must say, Cassie and Jamie's solid D cups and nothing to sneeze at. Thank you. And let me give a plug for Cassie and Jamie, but not Aria. Sorry, Cassia. You can go to website again. Where do we go?
SexyJamie.com.
All right. And Cassia?
SexyCassia.com.
All right. And that'll be enough. No plug for Aria. Van Stone in here next. We'll be back. Also, Ann Coulter coming in. And I should say calling in. And we'll get to the bottom of Billy the Webmaster after this. My wife is on the phone. Lynette?
Hi.
How are you doing, baby?
Morning. Good.
Congratulations. The babies are gorgeous.
Thank you.
So does that thing happen where you have the babies and then instantly you know how to be a mother and it comes naturally?
No.
Absolutely not. Unless you call crying and yelling at me, do something, instantly knowing how to be a mother.
Stick around. There's a lot more coming up.
What is going on?
This is the Adam Carolla Show.
This is Van Stone. This is Rock and Roll. They're the number three band from the Palmdale area. Yeah.
Show me those juicy love jugs. Show me those perky melons. Show me those suckle bags if you want to beverage. Show us your boobs for freedom. Show us your boobs for democracy. Show us your boobs for freedom. Show us your boobs if you want to be free. All right, and that's it.
Wow. Great, great stuff.
Political message.
Van Stone from their last triumphant appearance here on the Adam Carolla Show. Also, we have Jamie, Cassia, and Aria. All wonderful pet house pets. So far, Aria will not show us her boobs. The D-est of the D cups will somehow became uptight over the last 10 minutes. But don't worry, I have a plan, and Van Stone is going to help. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's up? I was talking to her in the green room. She said her boobs aren't really morning kind of boobs. You know what I mean?
Ah,
they don't wake up until afternoon.
I see. That's the excuse you're using. Now, I know Aria, you want to. You want me to give you a little plug here because you're going to be somewhere tonight signing something. I would be happy
I'll give
to
you
talk
a plug.
About that at length.
I know what she's going to sign at length.
are you Ronnie Van Stone, right? Lonnie's your brother's in the insane asylum now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and who else is with you? That's Hawk.
Hawk's not in the band, dude.
Oh, yeah, ladies.
Hawk's not the band.
Yeah, Hawk's not the band. It's just our roadie.
it's a damning indictment of the band when the roadie's bragging about not being in the band. Usually they pretend to be in the band.
You know what? You know, the thing about that is sometimes he says he's in the band and sometimes he doesn't. I think it's just a convenient thing. It's whenever it's convenient for Hawk.
Right.
For when you were kicking us out saying, get the band out, and he was like, I'm not in the band. It was convenient for Hawk not to be in the band.
He sees the penthouse pets aren't particularly into Van Stone, so he's claiming not to be in the band.
They're playing hard to get once.
Oh, no. Who is this again? Lonnie, your cousin, is in the insane
asylum. No, Lonnie's my brother. This is my second cousin, Bert Van Stone, from the mean canals of Venice.
What's up? Representing the 310. Want to give a big ups to Bugs that died this weekend in Culver City protecting his family.
All right, well, we'll tip some of our 44.
From what, a sunburn?
He died from sunburn.
He died by a ride-by because the guy couldn't afford a car, so he rode by on his bike and shot him.
Wow. So sad, the violence out there in the street. Are you guys performing for us today, by the way? You going a cappella? Are you going to just try to recruit the pets to be groupies? What's the plan for this morning, Vanstone? Go ahead, Hawk. Yes.
I wanted to plug my website, sexyhawk.com.
Sexyhawk.
Yeah. All right. We'll look for you. You are nude. You are nude there. Okay.
All right, I'm not afraid to show my breasts.
We'll look forward to that. Well, you're not uptight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you, no, I heard the penthouse pets were here, man, and I was like, you know what? We need groupies. We do need groupies. I mean, we have a lot of 14 and 15-year-old boys that show up to our show, and that's getting old. It's getting old, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you can only pretend for so long.
Right. I understand. Yeah.
They're getting older. They're 15 now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they're getting older.
You're looking for some hot chicks.
That's right. And what's hotter than penthouse pets?
Well,
especially ex-penthouse pets of the year.
How about it, girls? You guys like rock and roll?
Yeah, I do.
You into Van Stone?
Oh, can I just say one thing, rock and roll? That's our new sound, by the way. I mean, I'm moving on from the whole hip-hop rap thing.
Oh, I see. Moving on.
Yeah, now that we have Bert playing for us, because Bert's like a shredder.
Do you guys want to, you know, just lay a little something down for the ladies? Maybe they're not familiar with your work,
not familiar.
You know? You guys don't, you're not into Van Stone.
No. Do you want to do some mouth metal, Holmes?
No.
We could do some mouth metal.
We'll do some $25.
You can't do $25.
Why don't we do a Tune the Pink One Stink?
Yeah.
You can't do that one,
do,
no.
Most of our songs you can't do on the radio, unfortunately, Adam. That's our problem.
Because they're bad, or?
Yeah, they're naughty.
Oh, they're naughty. Naughty. Yeah.
But hey, can I give a plug? We're actually playing on Playboy.
Oh, you are? Oh.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Uh-oh.
It's not a penthouse. But it's playing.
Maybe
this is our song. This is our song called Our Testicles Ain't Symmetrical.
Well, you ladies, just dig this vibe for a second and see if it doesn't turn you on to the band.
Listen to this. This is about our testicles not being symmetrical.
Yeah, you girls are like this.
Check down below. One's head's tall, the other head's low.
Tops loosening up, ladies. I think they are.
Yeah. I think I saw a button pop off of RAR there.
I don't know what the lie detector detected, but the Burt detector detected some moisture.
And I gotta say something, you know. I mean, John can bring us in. He can hook me up to a lie detector, you know. But you could just tell by my pants that my testicles are not symmetrical.
They are tight, and I can see you dressed to the left.
But I think they've heard enough. I think I just got to get right to it. I've got some questions for the girls, you know, that'll make me kind of convinced whether they should be my groupies or not.
Right, they're going to have to
already. We don't want to be your groupies. I think you should go to that Playboy party.
I think you haven't heard my questions yet.
Play the song. TV play more of the song again. Hold on, ladies.
Listen to the maramba in this song. Listen to that maramba.
The other one is the
say something, Adam. That's a bona fide hit. That's a bona fide hit.
No
I mean,
doubt.
You know what I mean? I know when I'm not, look, I'm not Scott Stamp or whatever his name is from Creed, okay?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But I'm willing to make an internet sex video with one of these girls.
Wow.
Maybe they're just already groupies for the second biggest band in Palmdale.
Oh, you want to. You want to go off on Windjammer?
No, I'm into them.
Why do you want to go there, fool?
Don't even go there,
dude. Don't bring up Windjammer.
Yeah, we're the number 3 band in Palmdale, okay? But we still deserve some groupies.
Windjammer's number 2?
Yeah.
Windjammer's number 2, and of course everyone knows Scourge is number 1.
Right.
Losers.
That's right. Now, it's been about 4 or 5 months, and the order hasn't changed. It's been Scourge, Windjammer. And you guys, I mean,
there's a new poll coming out in July, actually, so we're going to wait for that.
All right.
It's an uphill battle, Jimmy's bitch.
Whoa.
Keith? Keith is on the line. He's a soldier. Keith?
Yes, Adam.
Are you you in the Army, a soldier?
I am. I am up here in Iraq listening on an internet feed.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge fan of yours and love the show, man.
And I
thanks. Hey, thanks, Keith. Thanks for protecting us, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Hey. I'm also a huge fan of Van Stone. Love them. I'm from Palmdale. These guys are incredible. I can't believe they're number 3.
Now I'm really believing you, man.
You
really sold that.
For an American hero, Aria. Lose
you
the
are.
Shirt already.
And,
That's right. For
he's fighting for us.
That's right.
His life's on the line. He can't see. Yes. But Adam can see freedom. And describe it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Go to
REGMoney.com. USA.
Thank you.
USA.
Thank you very much.
USA.
And I know Van Stone at a certain point was going to head to Iraq to do some playing for the troops, something.
Yeah, we're still planning that. We're saving up, though. We're saving up for the tickets.
But don't they fly you out there? Doesn't USO fly out?
No, no. The Army has deemed us intolerable.
Oh, really?
So this is something we're going to do on our own. We're going to pay for this on our own.
You're going to go out and rock them on your dime.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've connected with Bush. You know,
oh, really?
And the president as well.
Ooh.
And, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. But I didn't know he was going to do the trip that he took. Otherwise, we could have flown with him. You know what I mean?
Right. Had you gotten a heads up that
he's flying
over there.
Apparently, it was a secret mission or something like that.
Well, how about it, ladies? You heard the band now. You've seen the band. You've seen the package.
Let's get those tops off.
Again, number 3 out of the Palmdale area. You'd be hard-pressed to do better than that.
Yeah, that's right. We're not talking Lancaster here. This is Palmdale,
this
ladies.
Is Palmdale. This is what we call the show.
Jamie Lynn's actually from Lancaster.
Yeah.
You are? You've heard of us, then.
I haven't,
six,
actually.
Six, what?
I haven't, actually.
Windjammer fan, no doubt. Ladies, join up with the band.
Come on, Jamie. I wrestled for Quartz Hill.
I'm sorry. I don't like Quartz Hill. I was AB.
All right.
Wow, but your hair was shorter back then.
No, it was. I had a flat top.
Wow.
I did.
All right. So, you know, takers. You don't want to join up and be a groupie for the band. And, again, Aria, last chance. I will tell people where you're going to be tonight doing your signing.
It's horrible when you do a signing and 3 people show up.
Was that the Virgin Megastore?
Right.
Aria.
Right.
Right. Right. Virgin Megastore.
No. Bah, 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 bah. My testicles aren't symmetrical. That's right. I'll give you a good plug for just the sighting of your right boob.
How about if Cassie and I just flash you again?
All right. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Oh, really beautiful breasts. They really do.
And I think the band should see them as well.
Right.
I'm not doing this for me, but Aria, please.
So if we do that, then we're good, right?
I'll give you a good plug. All right. How can you be in Penthouse and be uptight simultaneously?
She's not.
She is uptight. She's like,
and make out. I think that's only right that they make out.
I think she needs Randy Van Stone
or
to
the
warm
boobs.
Her up.
No, she doesn't.
Make them touch
all right,
boobs.
Let's see some boobs. Yes. Touch boobs.
Touch boobs.
And Dave, you and
bear
I are going to touch something
bear
too.
Bare boobs?
Yes, bare boobs. There we go.
Let me see your boobs. Just make sure your guys
them up.
Stay. You
they're
know?
Lifting them up. They've
they're
got
lifting
them
up. The shirts are up.
Those nipples.
Oh, look at
the
that.
Nipples are erect.
Wow. Wow.
Jamie's nipples are erect.
Wow. Solid.
I think a makeout might be imminent.
A little makeout. A little making out would be nice. This is very serious.
Hold on. Hey, Adam, man, you party right on this show, man.
Yeah, this is good.
You party right, bro.
Yes, we do. Gay board up, Bill. Avert your gaze, please.
I think I just hit the high note, Adam. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. One more kiss for Bert, please.
I did it.
One more kiss for Bert, please.
That was good stuff.
One more kiss for Bert, please. One more kiss for Bert, please.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, can you make that record scratch sound?
All right. So, again, you just go to Cassia.com. Where do we find it? SexyCassia.com is where you go. That's right. And then SexyJamie.com.
SexyHawk.com.
That is enough. All right, guys. I'm clearing everyone out of the studio. I'm going to get a little blood back to the brain. Ann Coulter.
First, you make a star Hollywood and Highland. R.A. Giovanni tonight.
Come on. Yes. Aria, this is it. You'll never be back on the show. Is that how you want to end things?
No, I actually really like you.
All right. Well, if
not
you
enough.
Like it, you got to prove it.
Just
you know what I mean?
One boob.
One boob.
One egg.
Ann Coulter showing.
Yeah, she's showing.
Freedom.
Here we go.
It's for freedom.
One boob for freedom.
Yeah, there's a soldier on the line. He has one life to give, and you've got one boob to show.
That's right.
She's got two
That's
boobs
right.
to show.
We only need to see one.
No. All right. Well, then off with you. You disgust me. You're now dead to me.
Off with their boobs.
Wait,
off
but
with
you
your
know
boobs.
What? You might be able to see him. I have a party next week at Basque.
for my cover of Girls of Penthouse that I'm on right now. And we're going to get drunk. So if you come to the party, we might see some boobs.
Cassia does naked karate.
When I get drunk, there's boobs and everything else.
All right. Well, then I'm there. Yeah. Van Stone, you guys will be playing at the Playboy Mansion or Playboy Party, or what do you guys
tomorrow
doing?
Night, we're on Playboy Night Call.
You know you've arrived when you're on Night Calls and your band gets... It's really, if you watch Playboy TV, if you're a rapper or stand-up and you're on Lex in the City, or your band and you're on Night Calls, you have arrived.
It really is good to sit there.
It's awesome. All right. The man is too uptight for the band. We will take ourselves a break. We have our results for Billy, 17-year-old webmaster, also Ann Coulter calling in. All that after this.
Hey, can I give some...
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
What up? This is Andy Dick, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Hey, give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM. Ooh, excuse me. Just put a fart in there, and I think that's funny. Hey, if I fart, that'll be funny.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
If people are going to use a personal tragedy in their lives to inject themselves into a national debate, I'm sorry, you can't just say, oh, we're off limits. Oh, now we're going to invoke the fact that our husbands died and you can't criticize us. They were specifically using their husband's death, and there were, hundreds, in fact,
it. I mean, presumably they're going home at night and their husband's gone and their kids are there and where's dad? And it's, depressing.
And so are the thousands of widows who were not cutting campaign commercials for Clinton. These women got paid, they ought to take their money and shut up about it.
Ann Coulter. I like her. Controversial. I don't know what I am. I'm both. I'm liberal in the sense that I'd like pot legalized and maybe reel in, get a little more gun control and things like that. But I'm conservative in the sense that I like profiling and I don't like welfare. And by the way, I don't know why you have to pick a side. It seems like they both have some pretty decent points oftentimes. I mean, ultimately, it may be 60-40. But there are many things I agree with on both sides and then things I don't agree with right or left. I like to sort of cherry pick. I just treat my politics like a gin rummy hand. Just discard and collect and discard and collect right. Until I form my own retarded religion.
A la carte.
Thank you. That's right. I'm like at the salad bar. Take a couple of beets, a couple of beans. Is there anyone under 40 who likes beets?
I love beets.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a borscht thing, you know?
Yeah.
They're gross looking, even.
All right. The ad's on the phone, by the way. I guess Ann Coulter's coming on the phone in a couple of minutes. The ad?
Hello?
You wanted to put a little money down?
Oh, yeah. I think Billy is not a virgin.
Do you think Billy is not a virgin?
He's 14 years old. He shouldn't be.
17. Well, first off, he's 17, and I know in your culture, folks hit the bar mitzvah age just a little bit faster than they do, ironically, with the Jews. But I think he's a virgin, and he's 17, and I've looked into the man's eyes. I don't care if you look at his birth certificate. I've looked into his eyes. He claims, Billy, our webmaster, claims that he is not a virgin. We put him on a polygraph test, and we will reveal the results and fire him, in fact.
I'll take the Ed's action. How much you want to put on it, Ed?
I got about, hold on, let me look in my pocket. I got about $8.
All right, $8 it is.
Yeah, and I guarantee he sounds like a ladies' man. Listen to him talk. He knows what he's talking about.
That's true. He does have a velvety tongue.
Explosive.
He's explosive personality and a velvety tongue.
Hi, the Ed.
You sound nice today.
Thank you.
She looks good today. Kind of a retro 60s throwback look.
When Ed came in here that day, he really had it bad for Teresa. I think he fell and fell hard.
Yeah, I need a picture signed with your initials on it.
Yeah, not the full name, just initially.
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right, so Ed, now you do a lot of gambling. You gamble on the ponies. It seems to me we got to lay down some odds with Billy. You know, well, I mean, because I'm thinking I will take his word for it and say that he's not a virgin, but I want some odds.
Well,
I mean,
here's
if I'm going to put down 20, I'm going to need to get at least 60 back.
If Billy really were not a virgin and was positive and believes his lies, then why wouldn't he just say, I'll bet anybody in here any amount of money?
He don't have a lot of money.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, all he has is the wind-up beanie.
You can only bet what you get.
That's right. You only bet what you have pocket, like Ed, who has $8 in his pocket. Hang on a second, Ed. Dan?
Yes, sir.
You want to put $1,000 up?
Well, he's got to be. He's got to be. Just from his personality, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
He's so shy with the ladies, he couldn't have got any yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Billy, if you're so positive that, you know, you believe your lies, then why don't you just take this guy's $1,000?
Billy doesn't have $1,000.
But he doesn't have to give the money away.
Yes.
If he believes what he's saying, if in fact what he's saying is true, mm-hmm. the polygraph will support that, and he'll win Dan's $1,000. That's all.
He's saying that he's not a virgin.
He is saying he's not a virgin.
Right.
Yes.
And you would put $1,000 on him being a virgin.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, the poor guy, he just, I mean...
Have we worked out gambler. The odds? Dave, you're our odds guy. What do we have betting odds here?
I have
just
to
make
say,
it 2-1.
That doesn't sound good enough for me. I would put up $100 if I thought I could get back or $600. But I wouldn't do it to get 200.
Yeah, well,
or 300.
Let's just say 100. I'll bet somebody 100.
Billy, Billy, you take the action. If you're positive that this is going to work out, then why wouldn't you just say, fine, bet?
Definitely. I'll bet him right now.
$100?
Right now. $100. Yes.
$100.
Yes, $100.
Open your wallet.
Wow.
If, in fact, you have a wallet.
I don't have my wallet on me.
You don't have your wallet on you.
But
where is it? In your moped? Where is it? In your backpack?
Yeah, it's in my backpack in my
Billy,
office.
You can make a fortune right now. Just say, I'll bet anybody any amount of money.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, go get your wallet, though, and your shine box, by the way.
In his shine box.
Well, the deal is I don't like people betting what they can't pay back.
Yeah.
So you have to go get your wallet and see what you got, but there will be some odds. So if you have $25 in your wallet, you still might be able to win back 75, maybe $100.
I don't want him to bet his Metro Pass. He'll have no way to get home.
All right.
I think that's all he has.
I would love to see what's in Billy's wallet. I would say a library card, a Metro Pass, and a packet of taco seasoning. All right, we need to take a break. Ann Coulter is going to be on the phone in a moment. Also, the results of Billy. Money is going to change hands here. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
There's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show. This morning on the Adam Carolla Show, we hooked webmaster Billy up to a lie detector.
Billy Moses, 17, webmaster. I thought he was a virgin. He says he isn't. I don't believe him. And now we're going to get to the bottom of this. And if he fails, he's fired. We have questions for young Billy. Do you think Damashek's bits are funny?
Yes.
Ooh, I saw a puff of smoke come out of the machine. Do you think program director Jack Silver is an idiot?
Yes.
Yes. Have you masturbated while thinking of any female on our staff?
Yes.
Angie, you may want to take a rape shower right now. Has your penis ever entered a vagina?
Yes.
Is Billy lying? Stay here to find out. Let's get back to Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
I kind of like this song. I know it's gay, but I like this song. Okay. Here's the thing. Ann Coulter's supposed to call in, although we haven't heard from her yet, so we're going to move forward with the bigger issue of Billy. John Grogan here. He's from affordablepolygraph.com. Welcome back, John.
Thanks.
Great to have you. John, known as the Henny Youngman of Polygraph.
He's explosive.
He's explosive. He is all business. He does not joke about polygraph. Your device is 99% accurate, yes?
99.9.
And you have gotten the readings, the results back. I don't want to ask the main one, the big one, just yet, but let's start in the order we went in. I'll start it from the front. You can give us a couple of readings on young Billy. Oh, your mom's on the phone, too.
Oh, Catherine.
She was crying last time we spoke to her.
That was sad.
It was sad. What is in Billy's wallet, by the way? Did you find out what's in Billy's wallet?
Adam, you predicted with freakish accuracy. I checked Billy's wallet, and exactly as you predicted, he has a library card, a Metro card.
And a packet of taco seasoning?
Except for the seasoning.
Mm,
but he also has Jack Silver's business card in there, which I wasn't expecting.
Well, if he runs out of toilet paper, he needs to keep it with him. That's what he told me. Jack hates Billy.
And he had $0, which it made me sad because, like, didn't your dad tell you you should have walking around money in case?
Yeah.
He's got nothing.
He called it wham.
I have two credit cards.
Here's my thing, though. Jack Silver's the program director here at the mother station, Free FM. You're 17, he's 111, and you've managed to piss off a guy you barely know inside of about 3 weeks who runs the station,
and
Billy.
And many other stations that you could get a job on.
Yes, Billy. What kind of life strategy is that?
I don't know.
I like that. Explosive.
Yes.
Explosive.
All right. Controversial, too. So let's get back to John. John, let's start in order here. My first question to Billy was, if you could kiss Adam, would you? How did he respond to that?
He said no.
He said no, and the polygraph machine said?
Truthful.
Truthful. Oh. He would not like to kiss me. Okay. Number two.
Good start, Billy.
Yes. We asked if it was true that he stated that my assistant, Lindsay, would be his and could be his one day. His response was what to that?
He said yes.
He said yes, and was he lying or telling the truth?
He was telling the truth.
So he did actually say that. Also, have you masturbated while thinking of any of the female staffers? I should have got more specific and asked which ones, but I'm assuming all of them. He said yes to that. Was he lying?
He was very truthful.
Wow.
For the record, who were they?
Yeah, right. Like, I'm like... No.
Like he's going to mention Big Tad?
And plus, my mom's on the phone.
And Angie right. You're fired.
Catherine?
Yes.
It's quite a monster you've created.
I'm sorry.
All right. On one hand, I know you're a bundle of nerves. You're very proud of your young son.
Yeah.
You say he's amazing around the house. He's just not quite...
I said he was explosive around the house.
But you're talking about diarrhea. He's explosive around the house, but on the air. He's sort of like, you know what Billy's like? There's an old Warner Brothers cartoon where a bum finds a frog. And whenever he pulls the frog out, whenever there's no audience, the thing sounds like Al Jolson. Hello, my honey.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
What?
Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss for one.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. My heart's on fire.
Ryan.
If you refuse me,
pat
honey,
yourself
you
on the
me,
back.
Then you'll be left.
Right. No. But then... He took the frog and he booked him at Carnegie Hall. And it was a packed crowd and all the gentry was there dressed to the nines. And all he did was croak microphone.
So in this equation, Billy's mother is a bum.
No, I think what Catherine is saying. Catherine, are you saying that maybe Billy chokes when he gets on the air and gets a little nervous?
I think he may, yeah. And he's, like I said before, he's not showing his personality like he does at home. I mean, he's very forceful, and he doesn't get his way. You know, he lets everybody have it.
That's part of the reason he's going to get fired in about 15 minutes, actually.
No. Yeah, the thing is, I'd show my personality, but then Dead Air Brian back there, he'd get fired if I really showed my personality.
Oh, really?
A lot of expletives in your explosiveness.
Oh, yeah. The guy who controls the drop button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. He doesn't own a black trench coat, does he, Catherine?
Because no,
we're all scared he's going to come in here and shoot up the place.
No.
Okay. And
maybe Ruthka, but
Catherine, what do you do? Are you single?
Yes, I am.
And where's Billy's papa? Just going to get sad.
Let's just say he's a big loser.
I see. All right.
Okay. We both got into drugs, and I decided to leave, and he decided to stay with it. So I left the home with my kids, wound up in a shelter, and, you know, but here I am. I'm okay now.
You landed on your feet, but you were down, you bottomed out, you sobered up.
Yep.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that is a touching story, and it's going to break my heart to fire your son in about 9 minutes.
Catherine, how long have you been clean?
I've been clean for, let's see, I guess since 94.
Oh, okay. So you're due for a cake any day now.
Yeah.
All right. So Catherine, and you work now doing what?
I work now. I work in a nurse's office for the Lawndale School District. I'm a health clerk, and I work 5.5 hours a day. And it not being a full-time job, William helps me out with the bills.
Mm, I see. So he takes money home from his job. We pay him?
Do we pay him?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the phone lines are lit up with people who want to bet Billy that he's lying.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's lying. Let's push on for one more here. John from affordablepolygraph.com. Question 4 I asked Billy was, do you think Damashek's bits are funny? His answer was what to that?
He said yes.
Yeah.
Said he thinks they're funny. Was he lying?
No, he was truthful.
Okay, now you're out of here.
You're absolutely out of here.
We all put a smile on and muster some laughter. But if you think this guy's funny, first off, you have no gauge of comedy. Your yardstick to which you measure talent or comedy is clearly bent or miscalibrated, and you need to leave just based on that.
I'm sorry, David. Billy alone. The only thing more annoying than my voice is my laugh.
Now, question 5. Do you think program director... Do you think program director Jack Silver's an idiot? Answer, I remember that. Yes. A clear and defiant yes. Was he lying?
He was lying.
Sweet irony.
Unfortunately, Jack is not smart enough to sort that out, and we'll fire him anyway. So, he doesn't think Jack Silver's an idiot.
You probably look up
Jack
to
Silver's
Jack.
Jack Silver's great, yeah.
Well, wait a second. Back to the idea of what kind of career decision is this. Why would you say that the program director is an idiot, then?
I was explosive at the time.
Controversial.
Calling your boss an idiot is not one of the 7 habits of highly effective people.
Yeah. The Ann Coulter of 17-year-old homeschoolers. That's what they call him. All right. So, Catherine.
Yes.
Well, the good news is Jack Silver, who's going to come in here with a head of steam, about ready to drop his carpal tunnel brace right on top of Billy's head. Now, he may have gotten a reprieve. He may be confused by this. Turns out he likes him, so that's all right.
My head's spinning. I don't know what to think now.
And you rely on his income, right?
Yes, I do.
To help support the family. Billy has a little sister, yeah?
He has an older sister, and he has a younger sister.
Mm.
He's the man of the family.
He's the breadwinner.
Yes.
And you'd hate to have him go back to turning tricks.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. All right. Hang on a second. We got to take a break. We got Charles up here that thinks Billy is telling the truth. Charles?
Yes, hello.
You think Billy's telling the truth?
I do.
Why?
Because I see very big similarities between myself and Billy's personality.
I was a very shy gay
man at his age, and I lost my virginity when I was 14.
But you were raped by an escaped prisoner.
Of course.
Yeah. Here he's talking about being with a woman.
Yes. I would say I got $50 that says that he is telling the truth.
And you're heterosexual.
Yes.
And you have $50 on Billy.
Yes, and I want some of those odds, too.
Interesting.
Who's taking it?
Sheck, you want to take that action?
I thought you were taking
I'm asking.
Action.
I'll take it. I'll take it myself. But I'm asking you. You're the one who's convinced. I am as well.
I can honestly say now my head is spinning and I don't
have
know what
no
to think.
Idea what direction which direction up is. I really don't. But I'll tell you what, Charles.
Yes.
I'll take your $50.
All right.
And I will pay you $200.
Oh, all right. I'll take that action.
If Billy is not a virgin, all right?
Yep. All right.
All right. Hang on.
He's so convinced that he's convinced me now.
I'm convinced, too. I actually think that he may have penetrated a woman.
99.9% accurate, and I'm telling the truth, so I have no doubts.
You have what?
No doubts.
Okay. I cannot read Billy. I really can't. Everything I knew to be true is
and also Billy
now
can't read. So
Billy can't read. I can't read Billy. I do know. Please promise me that you and John Grogan from AffordablePolygraph.com, if in fact you get S canned here, which is likely in the next few minutes, will put a tape together and try to start yourself a morning team, because that is where you guys can shine. Yes.
If any program directors are listening in any other markets, you know, you can go to billymoses.com to get my information.
John, can I do sports on your show?
That'd be awesome.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. John, you're a big fan. What do you think?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, there you go. If you program directors are listening. We will take ourselves a break. When we come back, we will find out definitively 99.9 accuracy on the polygraph whether Billy Moses is a virgin or not.
Can't wait.
After this.
The movie that I'm reviewing today is The Breakout. Jennifer Aniston is Brock Mayer walking naked.
She's walking naked, yeah.
Yeah, good body. Mm-hmm.
But the face is not so much?
You know, use the pillow, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. It's my job to tell you that you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. That was easy. It's The Adam Carolla Show. Earlier this morning on The Adam Carolla Show, we hooked webmaster Billy up to a lie detector.
Billy Moses, 17, webmaster. I thought he was a virgin. He says he isn't. I don't believe him. And now we're going to get to the bottom of this. And if he fails, he's fired. We have questions for young Billy. Do you think Damashek's bits are funny?
Yes.
Oh, I saw a puff of smoke come out of the machine. Do you think program director Jack Silver is an idiot?
Yes.
Yes. Have you masturbated while thinking of any female on our staff?
Yes.
Angie, you may want to take a rape shower right now. Has your penis ever entered a vagina?
Yes.
And now the moment of truth. Is Billy the webmaster a virgin? We're going to find out right now on The Adam Carolla Show.
I got to tell you, win, lose, or draw, the real losers here are producer Angie and my beautiful assistant Lindsay. They're walking out there. They both have a 1,000-yard stare. They both look like vets fresh off a couple tours in Nam.
Knowing that they made appearances in Billy's fantasies.
Things will never be the same.
I can never look at them the same.
They can never forget what they've heard. Lindsay told me there's no loofah big enough to get clean from what just happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry. I love when women get disgusted by
it. So, to review, Billy was, in fact, telling the truth that he could make Lindsay his, and he would, quote-unquote, have her. He does think my bits are funny. He was lying, though, about Jack Silver, thinking Jack Silver's an idiot.
I was.
Weird tactical choice for the career.
Now, we have John Grogan here from AffordablePolygraph.com. Hiya, John.
Hi.
The Rip Taylor of polygraph operators.
By the way, there was one more question he asked was about me. I'm curious about whether you hated me or not. I'd like to know that.
Oh, yeah. You mean the one about
do you hate
Jimmy Brusca?
He said no.
He was telling the truth.
Oh. He doesn't hate Jimmy.
Now, that would have been more fun if he had.
I have to say, we were talking about it during the commercial. I have no idea.
You were so sure. I know.
Now I'm spinning. I'm spinning like your dreidel, like your beloved dreidel.
It's like a Hanukkah in your mind.
It's always Hanukkah
Ask
in my mind.
Ask me 30 seconds from now. My answer might be different, but all of a sudden, I think he is lying.
Really?
You think he's lying?
I know. 3 minutes ago, I said otherwise, and now I've swung back
Teresa,
the other
way. What about you?
I think he's telling the truth. And if he gets fired and can't continue to help support his single mother and two sisters, I might cry.
It's going to be very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Again.
You know, if people want to call in and they want to bet, you know, I'm more than willing.
I'm taking action. Catherine, this is Billy's mother.
Yes.
As I said in the 6 o'clock hour, if in fact we have to let your son go, and I know he helps support the family and the two sisters, he will be bringing home a $20 Kragen gift certificate with him, and that's from me. That's from Adam Carolla and his friends at the Adam Carolla Show. All
you
right?
should sign it, too.
Yeah, so if you want to go get yourself a PVC valve.
What's
or
that?
The point is you don't have money enough to be dropping the citation off at the mechanic's house. You know what I'm saying?
No, PVC can be used for Billy to make pipe bombs with.
That's right. Right.
My God.
I think it's a PVC valve.
Keep
but
him
anyway.
Away from the fertilizer.
All right.
I'm
All right.
Explosive.
Hang tight, Mama. Hang tight. This could really change to whole trajectory of your family. Charles already took some action with. Charles?
Yes, I'm here.
You bet me $50.
That's correct.
I said you would get back $200.
That's 4-1. Yes, sir.
That's 4-1. Now, you say Billy is telling the truth.
I do. I believe him.
I think the odds have shifted. I went online and just checked what's going on in some of my overseas accounts.
Right. Oh, you checked the books? Yeah, oh, was it because he said he liked the...
Well, they move around all the time. That's how the odds makers work.
This is breaking news. You know how to turn on a computer?
Okay, oh! Billy.
Explosive.
The next breaking news is going to be your face.
This is the equivalent. This is the guy on death row calling up the governor and ragging him a little bit.
Yeah. Telling him he has an ugly tie. He has a bad tube.
Did the odds change because he said he liked Damashek's bits?
Yes. We labeled him an idiot. All right, let's see. Let's see. Someone wants to bet. Let's talk to Steve. Steve?
Yeah, Adam, I'm calling you out, dude.
You want to take
$100. And the loser will go to the other guy's hometown. I'm in Sacramento, and physically pay the guy and lunch.
Are you high?
No way, dude. I'll come there and pay you if I'm wrong.
Well, here's the problem with that bet. I don't want to come to your town. And I don't, by the way, I don't know if you know about my lifestyle. I don't even walk. I am carried out to my car in a velvet smoking jacket at the end of each show. So I don't come to Sacramento. And then secondly, I don't want to see you over here either, Steve. So there's nothing in it for me. Although I will bet you the money. And it, of course, it's on the honor system. But I will send the money or get the money to whoever I win or lose to. And I hope you would do the same. Although, I think the odds have changed. I can't see 4-1 anymore.
Here's the thing, though. Once the odds are set, I don't think you can change them after betting has taken place.
Well, it floats around. I mean, if you're going to bet on the Super Bowl and you want to bet on Monday of that week, it may be
okay.
Very different odds
so
than Wednesday.
So what you're saying is Charlie's bet stands, but this guy
absolutely
has different odds.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
So what are the odds now?
Well, I believe the guy because he says that he, you know, had sex with the girl. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, I don't think he would be putting his job on the line for that.
All right. Well, okay.
It's
so
been my dream to
odds are 3-1 now, would you say? 2-1?
Yeah, I'd say I'll go 2-1. I'll go $100. You want to go $100?
I'll do $100.
$100. I win, you give me $100. I lose, I'll give you $200.
That's fine.
All right, Billy, and tell us the story quickly of you losing your virginity 2 years ago.
It was afternoon delight, Billy, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Afternoon.
Quickly mm-hmm. Tell the story.
I went over to her house, and we were bored, and... What does that look, Corolla?
I'm trying, you know, whenever somebody tells you a story, you know when a guy says... Oh, yeah, I won the Golden Gloves Championship for 4 years in the early 90s, and you're looking at the guy, and he's got a big gut on him and skinny arms, and you're trying to figure it out, and you think, does this make sense? Or it's a short white guy, and he tells you, oh, I used to jam the basketball in high school. I'd do reverse dunks all day, and you're just kind of looking at him going, I can't see you physically doing that. I can't picture the afternoon delight with Billy Moses.
How old were you, Billy?
15.
Okay, so you're
she?
At a girl's house.
15.
What's she look like?
She's cute.
Cute?
Yeah, she's skinny. She's skinnier than me.
Why? Well, listen, you'd have to go
Everyone's
out.
Skinnier than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And why no second helping of afternoon delight?
She moved. She did.
Out of shame.
To Canada? Or?
No, actually, I don't know. She moved, and I actually tried calling her today mm-hmm. because I had one of the old letters that she had written me, mm-hmm. and it had her cell phone in it, and I called it, and it said it was disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Did she call you John in the letter?
No.
Okay, just checking. Sometimes
proceed.
It's an indicator.
So
right,
you're
so
over there,
happened?
You say, we're bored.
Are you watching TV in bed, something like that?
No, we were in her room just hanging out, just kind of talking, and mm-hmm. one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And was there a condom involved?
No.
Mm-hmm. Billy, mm-hmm. You know better.
I know.
And you say you're happily having sex when the older brother came home.
The younger brother came home.
The younger brother came home, and then you told me off the air you had him as well.
No.
No.
No, how dare you?
Billy, okay. A prolific lover, hammering away, having right. his woman any way he wants
Billy,
it.
Billy, I don't
want to... And then the brother walks in.
Again, I don't want to be indelicate, but did you finish?
No.
No explosion.
No.
Did you go home and finish?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding?
Hey, I'm not sure if he made it quite home yet.
Yeah, actually.
It was actually at the mailbox. Greg? Uh-oh, I think I just hung up on our last call.
That story has a lot of holes in it, as far as I'm concerned.
Greg?
Yeah.
You say the lie detector is wrong?
Well, no, it's not 99.9% accurate. It's more like 84.6% accurate.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm just sizing up John Grogan over here from AffordablePolygraph.com. Do not rattle this man, because he will launch a verbal barrage the likes of which you've never seen before.
He's explosive.
He is explosive as well.
He's
and
the
those
Howard
are fighting
Dean.
Words. Yes.
Just hook him up to it and ask him what the accuracy is.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yes.
Hooking you up to your own
lie detectors.
What do you say to that allegation, John?
Our industry standards are in the high 90% accuracy.
And
this guy's like Robin Williams. He's wild. He's all over the place. You can't contain him.
Reel it in a little, buddy. Come on now. It's still early in the morning. I say they kick Lovitz off those subway spots and they get a new John in town. All right. So we're going to get the answer. Should we go to it? Because I'm dying over here.
You've
I can't take it anymore.
On the line, I think now.
So. I do have $500 on the line.
When do I get to bet somebody?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I think we're dragging this out too long. I want to know. I want to know the answer.
I want to at least make one bet. I mean, a good $100.
Bet with Damashek. Bet with Damashek over here.
$100?
All right, Billy.
Okay.
2-1 on that?
No.
1-1? What are the odds? They change every second.
Go 2-1. Come on. The guy barely has a
bucks.
Job.
All right.
All right, 2-1.
Hey, Adam, just to
I
let
feel
you know,
very bad. Here's the only thing. I feel very bad if Billy gets fired and then he also is handing me $100
well,
on top of it.
You'll live with it.
Life's a bitch. Yes, Big Cat.
I'm sorry. I got Steve's number, so if you win, we can call him back.
Okay.
All right. $100.
But if I lose, I want you to eat that Post-it.
I will do.
Okay.
Just dynamite.
All right. Well, let's get to it. I'm nervous. I got to tell you. I'm so nervous, I can almost hear music that makes me
Good
nervous.
Luck,
thank you.
Best wishes, Billy.
All right, John. Now, we asked two, but we'll know our answer when we hear the first one. John Grogan, affordablepolygraph.com. What was the answer to the question, Well, I'll go in order here with the last one. Has Billy ever had sexual intercourse?
He answered yes.
And
I evaluated his chart, and to double check it, I had a computer analyzed, and the computer agreed with my finding.
Which was?
He was 100% truthful.
Oh,
look at Billy's on
Billy.
Wow. $200 from Damashek. I'm out $500 worth of Kragen gift certificates.
Oh, wait, you said cash, I thought.
Kragen cash. It's better than regular cash.
Listen to his mother.
Catherine.
Oh, yes.
Are you relieved?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll never see him in the same way again, but I'm so glad he was truthful.
I think this is the first time my mom's actually happy that I had unprotected sex.
On one hand...
No, don't ever get that idea, young
no,
man.
No, I know.
On one hand, your little boy is now a man, and you're a little disappointed because you always want to think of them as your young son, Billy. But on the other hand, he saves his job here. Jack Silver.
Wow.
I'm so glad.
Jack Silver, by the way, is pacing
William,
the halls like a leopard in a zoo.
I'm making the check out directly to her.
Yes. Can I say that I did predict that he was telling the truth?
Thank you.
Now, could there
Thank
be a
you.
Technical part? There was. I know, I'm just out $500. Maybe this is sour grapes. But, John, there was a follow-up question about the penis actually breaking the plane of the vagina end zone. How did he answer to that question? Because I could still save myself $500
here. He said yes to that.
He said yes to that. And what did the polygraph say to that?
He was truthful.
Ah! Damn! Worse yet, let me say this. Forget about the $500. Forget about having to see Billy walk up and down the halls here.
No, you must be really disappointed because your whole reputation.
I'll tell you why. Because as a performer, that's all I have is my confidence. When I go out on stage, that's all I bring. Mm-hmm. All I bring is my confidence and a big steamer trunk with a baby strapped to a board that's baby on board. It's you have to see it. It's funny.
Okay,
funny as hell.
But
that's all I have. That's my point.
You said when the results came in that you were going to get Breska to apologize to me.
Yes. So,
well,
Breska, I think you owe him an apology.
I am shocked, by the way. I am shocked. I'm completely shocked. And I apologize. And it doesn't mean you're going to get any airtime, but I apologize.
Wow. On behalf of the staff, to your staff, we just want to apologize. We doubted you. I was wrong. And again, I'll never judge again until later on.
Does this make you question like what you can believe in and what you know and who you are?
That's what it does. I think like any victim, that's the thing. You get mugged out in the parking lot. It's not the physical assault.
Right.
It's the fact that you're looking over your shoulder forevermore. Right. You're always looking over your shoulder. You're never knowing if someone is friend or foe. I feel like I got to go right to therapy.
Let me tell you something. Jack Silver's very upset about this, but I can see from Lindsay's face and Angie's, they are disgusted that they're going to have to see Billy around these parts for a while.
Well, that's right.
I have a 4 o'clock therapy scheduled for today, and anyone who needs it can have it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have a guy undress you with his eyes, but being raped.
God.
That going home and doing God knows what to the two of you.
And when you would do Lindsay in your mind, because you think you can get her.
Can we just stop talking
about
her?
He's going to celebrate in his mind with the two of your naked bodies today.
No. I can't talk to you right now. Bye.
Catherine, all right.
Yes.
Yes, all right. I'm just saying, change the sheets, put out a new roll of Bounty, and some new Lubriderm, because Billy's doing some, he's going to be doing some celebrating when he gets home today. All right, Billy. Well, what can I say? I apologize. I should have never questioned
you. Like Jerry Orbach, when you're wrong, you say you're wrong.
It takes a big, big, big man.
You know
also,
what?
I got to shell out $500 to the goddamn listeners. Yes.
Was that your last sexual encounter?
Yeah, my first and only. And I have to say, the first question about kissing Corolla, I think I may want to kiss you now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ugh, now I got to take one of those showers. AffordablePolygraph.com. John Grogan, nice job.
Liars go to hell.
Well, we'll be back with news and sports after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you're going to wake up with a strange, hairy man, it might as well be him.
And look forward to this evening, 7:30, I hear on the West Coast, Teresa Strasser's vagina. A.K.A. the Valley of the Sun. It's the site.
Just
it's
so
the
know.
Clippers in the Sun.
Will there be concessions for sale in there?
That's up to you,
my lady.
That's your responsibility.
Yeah, it is bobblehead night, though. I do know that.
Stick around. Headed your way. More on The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Louis C.K. and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we're running way behind, so we're going to go super fast here with Teresa Strasser and her lightning news.
Music.
Faster
okay.
music.
$2,000 debit cards that were given to Hurricane Katrina victims were reportedly used to buy $1 billion in fraudulent relief items. Here's a few of them from a congressman. Go.
A $450 tattoo. $400.
That's enough.
President Bush, in a news conference yesterday, he was making fun of a reporter for wearing sunglasses.
Faster, report like the wind.
The reporter was blind.
Ah, that's funny stuff. Now, what else you have for us?
People Magazine's Hottest Bachelor issue hits stands tomorrow.
Awesome. What's next?
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks, number one bachelor. All right, that's fantastic
Glam
news.
Glam rocker Gary Glitter. He has been in jail in Vietnam for molesting two little girls there. Meanwhile, the NFL has asked teams to stop playing that stupid song.
That is excellent stuff, Teresa Strasser. Now it's time for Dave Damashek and his number one sports.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Best ever.
Scream out a few scores, please.
Number
Dave.
Seven's out of the hospital, period.
That's all you need to know.
That's all.
All right. I'm sorry. I talked to Billy for so long about his Mannheim and that we got shoved back into
is
a corner
Cameron
here.
Mannheim?
We will be. Good name for
it. I like it.
We'll be right back. And my apologies.
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, I'm Bobby Lee from Mad TV, and you're listening to Adam Carolla. He's really good looking for a white guy. 866-901-ADAAM. Did I say that right? Adam.
Yeah. There's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Jerry Ferrara, a.k.a. Turtle. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, all right. Now, we're going to try to get a hold of Peter Ralston. He's the reporter from The Times who's blind, who had an awkward exchange with President Bush. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday at a White House press conference about Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Can we hear that?
Yeah.
All right. He is calling into the show.
Here right now?
Yeah.
Peter, are you going to ask that question with shades on? No, I'm interested in the shade look, seriously.
All right, I'll keep it then.
For the viewers, there's no sun.
I guess it depends on your perspective.
Touche.
Now, he is legally blind, but obviously he took the high road there and didn't mention it at that moment.
Yeah, which on one hand, I just... If you like to screw around with people, you have to say what it is. If you got a short leg, if you have a cleft palate, if you're blind, if you have, you know, if God has cursed you in any way, you just got to give people, well, I don't know what else to call it. You have to give people a heads up because I can't tell you how many jokes I've made at people's expense that actually had a disability. And the thing, thankfully, I've never done is asked if a fat woman was pregnant. That is one.
It's the worst.
I'll tell you, my wife just gave birth to twins, and we were well into the third trimester, and I would not recognize her pregnancy because I'm that gun shy about it. I've talked to many a man who's asked a woman when she's expecting, and it turns out nothing. She just ate a 6-foot sub. In which case, ladies, if somebody asks you if you're pregnant and you're not,
red flags,
say triplets, please. Spare them, but most importantly, spare yourself. You're the one who really is the one who's going to be humiliated. All right, he's on the line, Peter. Well, now his name looks a little bit different here.
Peter Ralston?
Nope.
No.
Peter Waltzen?
That's it, Waltzen.
All right. We'll have to fire our research staff.
Yeah, it's okay. It's hard to find on the front page of the LA Times, I guess.
Well, we read those left-wing pamphlets.
I go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Peter, I actually work for them in the calendar section. So I'm sorry about that.
So, Peter, this happened yesterday.
That's right.
And are you completely blind?
No, mm-mm. Just partially. Macular degeneration means that I've lost most of my central vision, but I still have my peripheral vision intact.
And you wear sunglasses?
Well, when I'm outside and it's bright, I wear sunglasses, yeah.
Oh, and this was outside?
Yeah.
It was in the Rose Garden, yeah.
Oh, it's weird that Bush would make a deal out of it during a bright day.
Two strikes against the research staff, I guess.
Yeah. No, I knew it was outside. It was in the Rose Garden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
And I also know that he called you on his cell phone.
Well, on my cell phone.
Right.
That's three strikes.
Yeah, he did call me and apologize, and I told him I didn't think it was really necessary, that it didn't offend me, and I didn't think it was a big deal. I think the blogs made a much bigger deal out of it than it really was.
Was there a part of you when he initially asked you about the sunglasses that didn't tell him about it just to kind of yank his chain a little bit?
I just really don't. I try not to ever make an issue of it, and I just don't think. I don't want any sort of special treatment, and I didn't want to make a big show of it. And this thing kind of got out of hand yesterday over the course of the afternoon. A lot of people know about it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't keep it a secret, but I also don't advertise it. So there's no way that he would have known. And I didn't think, you know, I just want to be a reporter. I wanted to ask my question, and I was interested in his response about Karl Rove's situation and his view of the CIA leak case, and that's what I wanted to focus on. And unfortunately, this is just the nature of the business.
Well, who then outed you? You or him?
Well, I wish I knew that Wonkette website, that blog, someone apparently called in and said that I have a vision problem, and that's why I was wearing sunglasses, and I don't know who it was.
Let me ask you a political correctness question.
Okay.
I've been told that you shouldn't call people blind. You shouldn't say that someone is blind. They prefer seeing impaired. But on the other hand, there are people that have impaired vision, and then there are people that are completely blind. Don't we need both titles?
Well, I guess this is out of my... I'm happy to talk about politics and the White House and the president. I really don't know. I'm not the right person to ask politically correct.
Well, but
questions.
If you want to know what to call a black guy, you ask a black guy, and
well,
he'll tell you. He'll say blind.
Yeah, well, I don't consider myself blind, so I think there are people who are totally blind who probably do. I guess that's accurate.
Can you drive a car?
I can't, no.
All right, well, a lot of folks in this building have trouble with that, too, and their perfect vision. All right, so I'm glad we settled this. And are you a Bush fan? I'm guessing no.
I was guessing yes.
Guessing yes.
Well, then I'll let you both keep guessing.
Well, you work for the Times, so I'm going to go... with no, but who knows? Can you say as a reporter whether you're
no,
a fan of the guy or not? You can't.
All right. I'm a big fan of my job.
How long have you been over there at the Times?
About 2 years.
All right.
And you cover D.C. politics?
I cover the White House.
It seems like a pretty good gig.
It's fun.
Flying
I can't complain.
Back and forth. All right.
Yeah, it's
well,
great.
Keep your job and you stay out of the news. You just cover it next time.
That's my goal, believe me.
Thank you for calling in. We do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for your time. I enjoyed it.
Our pleasure. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. What is going on?
Whichever God you believe in wants you to listen.
Wow.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Lisa Lampanelli, comedy's lovable queen of mean. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, I have been humbled by young Billy. I must say, not only have I been humbled, my wallet's been humbled. I got to go to the ATM. Stupid ATM. You know, you go to the ATM. Here's the thing. I go to the ATM. I'll go to the gas station, fill up the car and walk in and use the ATM, try to kill two birds with one stone. And I'll try to get as much money as I can possibly get out of the ATM because this thing where you go out and get 40 bucks at a time and you go back five times a week and it costs you $2 every time is not the way people that are smart conduct themselves. So I always go to the thing, and at the gas station one, that's the low rent one. You know, you want $20 or do you want $22 or do you want $24? You know, 20, 40, 60, 80, it gets to 100 and then it does other. And I'm looking to max out. Because I'm a big tipper. Oh, yes, I throw it around. So I always hit the other, and then it's like, well, how much do you want? And I go, well, $300. And I'll wait 10 minutes. Oh, that exceeds it. You want another? Okay, how about $200? Wait another 10 minutes. Nope, that exceeds it. Just go ahead and put the goddamn max on there, please, so we don't have to go through this effing charade every time. I'll go down in $20 increments until I get down to $20 again, and that's what I'll end up
taking.
You got
to get one of those guys. I'm surprised you don't already just have a guy who always walks next to you with one of those metal attaches and handcuffs around the
transporter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I should get
Boy,
that guy.
Boy, I need 5,000. Chop, chop.
You know what a power move is? I suggest this for rich and poor alike. You don't have to be wealthy to do this. This is a smart move if you can control yourself. Instead of the multiple trips to the ATM, go to the bank. My buddy taught me this one. Go to the bank and get what you can afford. $1,000, $5,000, whatever it is, cash. Put it in an envelope, bring it home, put it between your mattress and box spring or put it in your safe, whatever it is, then you have it. You don't have to go to the ATM. And if the dirty bomb hits, you'll buy your way to freedom. That's what I'm going to be doing, my brother. Thank you. The more you know. All right, someone hates Big Tad. He's on line one. Steve?
Yeah, what's going on, Adam?
You think Big Tad's a jerk?
Yeah, man.
I concur. Well, we're almost out of time. I want to give some thanks for things to do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tad, but we'll dig into you tomorrow.
No problem.
Tomorrow on the show, Sonny and Natalia, my son and daughter, are going to be calling in.
Look forward to hearing
they're great comedy team.
After a week.
We got the Ozzy versus Dag and the big flapsteak cook-off.
Oh.
Dag called me yesterday, said he was marinating his meat as we speak. Ozzy had many questions. Ozzy came into my kitchen yesterday and announced he was making three types of beef. I said, brother, no, focus on one. That's the one you'll be judged on. He threw his nose up at me and stormed out of there and then flung what I hoped was chimichurri sauce at me. I pray to Christ was chimichurri sauce. It was delicious either way. All right, so that to look forward to. Tomorrow, I want to thank Joey Chestnut and John Krogan, Jabba Jaw, Jamie Lynn and Cassia and all the other porn stars. Van Stone, what a band. Screw Ann Coulter. She didn't call
it. Billy, a man.
Oh, amongst men. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo. GM has more vehicles that get over 30 miles per gallon than any other manufacturer. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Honda. GM has full-size trucks that have the best fuel economy, Chevy Suburban, Cadillac Escalade, and the GMC Yukon. And they're working on developing more fuel-efficient vehicles and ones that run on cleaner-burning fuel. That's right. They've seen the future. They're listening. They know what you want. Quality, better mileage, cleaner air. All that. GM.